happening out here, Andrew, on the porch?
Just finishing up some work. It's been nice. Been out here most of the day.
Man, the weather's nice in Pittsburgh. Sure does get warm quick.
Yeah, it has been nice. I'm sure it'll get cold again soon, but... Yeah, now
can't be as awful as fucking New Hampshire.
Wrapping up and gonna relax and enjoy the peace and quiet and do some reading.
What are you up to? I'm just wandering around on the porch looking for dialogue.
I hope you find it.
Oh, me too. I mean, you know, there's nothing better than... Oh, what the fuck? Where did that piece of shit come from?
A piece of shit? Wow.
Oh, my God, it's like some sort of cyborg.
Do you guys remember me?
Yeah, I thought you died in our backyard.
I died in your front yard. I bled to death because I had a compound fracture in my leg and I didn't get medical attention. That night, you wouldn't believe what happened.
What?
A man came to me, but he wasn't an ordinary man. He said he was part man, part AI... part battery packed for power, and he gave me a biomechanical suit, and he said, you can live again if you wear this suit. So
I can't believe it.
I used to be called out-of-town guy. Now I'm called new guy.
New guy.
That was the name he gave me. He said, you're a new guy.
I don't even know how you get that suit on or off.
I don't know. I was dead when he put it on. So
it's just been on you since?
Yeah, I think it's I'm stuck with it. I think I'd die without it.
How long has it been on?
Oh, I don't know. It's been on for just overnight.
Overnight. So what happened? I mean, obviously, you're still part man.
I'm part guy.
Part guy, sorry. Yeah. Part guy.
Because I'm a new guy.
You're new, new, part guy.
Yeah.
And what parts are what?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought too much about it. Should I check in my pants and see if I still have my own dick?
I mean, I feel like if you're in that suit, you could probably smell... whether or not you have some parts. Or maybe you can't smell.
I have no sense of smell.
Robots can smell, right? I saw that device on Richie Rich the movie.
I don't know. I think it depends on whether or not the module's been installed.
Hold on. System, enable olfactory capabilities, please. I don't even know what any of those words mean. I just know I'm supposed to say that. Yeah, now I can smell a shit in this thing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's...
I guess they don't think of everything in the future.
All right, so what's your purpose here now?
I don't know. I think I'm supposed to kill everyone.
How long are you going to be here?
How many people are here?
It's a few billion.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah. Well, how many is a billion?
It's one.
It's 100 million times 10.
That's a lot of zero. You're the computer, you piece of shit.
I'm computing. I better get started.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some kind of airborne poison to kill everyone.
Not gonna happen.
Where are you going to get
that? You're not getting it from us.
I don't know. Where's a good place for a guy to get a poison?
So the CDC down in Atlanta.
All right, I just need to give everybody some kind of disease. I think that'd be the fastest way.
So you're just going to try and hit it all in one shot?
I'll do it like country by country, I guess.
Some countries are pretty big.
Yeah. Europe I could probably do in a day.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, with air travel, you're in luck because I think a lot of the diseases are just going to travel on airplanes and such. So
I don't know if they're going to let you on that plane with that suit.
I don't know. I can't even see what I look like.
Yeah. You don't know what they're going to find in there.
I've also shit in it, so I don't want to be the person who's got to sit next to me.
Well, just keep it on.
You'd think that would have been replaced, that module.
They didn't think of everything. Yeah. But it's great to be back, and I'm going to stay with you fellas until I make a plan to kill everyone.
Oh, well.
I'll kill you last. How would that be if I came back here and just finish you two off last, maybe with a handgun while you're asleep?
Oh, goodness.
That sounds great.
That's a generous offer.
Okay.
I'm down then. I mean... Can we help?
You want to help me kill?
I mean, fuck it. We're going to die at the end, so no
brownie points for helping me do a genocide, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
After you kill everyone, give me a couple days of the planet with no people. That way I can enjoy the world, the roads, not waiting in lines.
I'll give you a week.
Okay.
You guys are two of my best friends because I've never known anyone before because I never ever planted myself in a community and became a permanent fixture because I never had a dad or a family.
So you're telling me that after you kill everyone, you're going to give us a week, but you've never been anywhere that long and we don't even know how long it's going to take plus a week.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Are you sure you can handle that?
Oh, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. It's just this the guy who put the suit on when he woke me up, he said, just make sure you kill everybody. I got to go back to the future.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Where's he going to come from if you kill everyone?
I think he's already safe. He's not exactly a part of everybody. This is part of some kind of new way of humanity.
This is a divergent timeline type of time travel scenario.
Are you sure you're capable?
It's not like Back to the Future.
Of putting roots down for that long a period of time or circuits down?
I've never stayed anywhere that long.
Yeah, this is a big step for you. I don't know if you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say the name of this place was?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is there things for a man of the future to do?
Oh, yeah. You can stand on top of buildings and oversee the land.
There's some stairs downtown that are really nice to have a battle on.
Oh, yeah. Just check them out.
Yeah, there's pillars you can break when you fight the enemy.
Yeah.
That all sounds great. I guess I picked the right place to start killing all of humanity.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just thinking of all the things I'm going to do when there's no one in my way.
Yeah, when you're killing people, can you have the cars moved off the road for us?
But don't hurt the road.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, whatever you guys
right,
need.
I'm going to be sad to kill you.
It's just part of my directive.
You know, yeah, I think I'm cool with this. I kind of like this one.
I mean, of all the ways to die.
And of all the visitors we get.
Yeah.
This one's very generous and very accommodating.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the neighbor that just checks our mailbox for his own mail, I mean, this guy's all right.
Yeah. And a little bit imposing. It's kind of noisy.
Yeah. I mean,
think some of that smell is coming through that suit.
The beeping is going to keep us up at night.
Well, yeah. it's computing. I have to compute because I'm from the future. I'm part AI, part battery pack for power, and part guy.
Yeah, part guy.
That was from you, I think. You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm... Something's happening. Oh, okay. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, I'm losing power.
Is this good or bad?
Can I sing you guys a song?
You can try.
Yeah, why not?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to.
Alright, this is actually much more annoying. I'm going to get the jumper cables.
Okay. Go ahead and pull them out here. We'll just attach these up here to his breasts and one to his dick. And there we go.
Ed, 5, 4, 3.
I don't know where my mouse went. There it is. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good night. Silence! Welcome to the show, Peeking the Gang, episode 316.
All right.
You know, I'm terrified.
Are you? Yeah. Of what? Robots?
No.
I mean, that scenario that played out at the beginning of the show was quite the prophetic.
I don't know how you walk around terrified all the time. Everything scares you. Uh-huh. You're afraid of robots now?
I know. Well, he said he was going to kill all of humanity.
You know, what? Really, he's going to get distracted.
Probably. Probably
no, what I
singing.
What I am scared of is this table setup is weird. I'm trying to control the board with two hands. However, there's a mouse between me and the board.
Yeah.
And that mouse controls the streaming / recording computer.
Which is every once in a while behind you.
My arm clicks a button.
Uh-oh.
And every time it does, I'm terrified that I hit stop or close on the recording or something.
Yeah, we got to work on it. We talked about last week about the setup of this studio. Could use a little work.
Moving the mouse.
And, yeah, we're still working on it. Needs work, still working on it.
I made progress towards it. Brett and I went to a store and we bought wood.
You got wood?
Got wood.
I don't remember being at a wood store.
You weren't with me?
No.
I was alone. I got wood.
Mm.
You weren't with me?
No. Well, that's the thing about memory. It can change the shape of a room. It can change circumstances. It's not reliable.
You know, and then
gives
drugs
you a lot to think about.
Can really fuck with your memory, too.
What kind of drugs are you on?
None.
No?
Oh.
Not explicitly. No, I don't have any alcohol tonight. But no, I was just thinking like salvia. I got lost in a room I was very familiar with.
Really? Oh, I've never tried that.
Yeah.
And I never will.
No, it's not worth it.
You know,
like, it's way more fun to watch people do it.
I want to get into weed.
What?
No. You know what I want to do?
Okay.
I want to.
I do put a statement I ever heard from you.
I want to get into weed. I do. Like at night when it's time to relax.
Yeah.
I want to get baked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do. But the thing I really want to do is start micro dosing on hallucinogens.
Why micro dosing?
Because you don't trip.
you just feel terrific. And people say, like, this is supposedly one of the secrets of Silicon Valley. All these guys, they take microdoses, like in capsules, they take microdoses of psilocybin. And it makes you crazy, productive, and creative. And
I've had microdoses of psilocybin, and I loped around in front of a campfire.
What was your microdose?
Not enough to get me tripping.
Okay. I bet in Silicon Valley, they probably have a better measurement system.
Psilocybin Valley.
Yeah. Psilocybin Valley. Name of the show? But, you know, I'm sure that they probably have a much better system for dosing it out versus Andrew, who's just an idiot with a bag of shrooms. I was like, I don't know, I'll fucking eat one of these.
Like, yeah, they're real gross.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. I like mushrooms, but these things are foul.
Those are the most mushrooms I've ever consumed at any given point in time is eating shrooms. Like, I never ate that many non-trippy mushrooms.
Because that sentence went like this. The most shrooms I've ever eaten is when I ate shrooms, and they were shrooms. Like, you meant food grade versus high as fuck grade.
Ones that grow on shit. How was that for you, Andrew, eating mushrooms off poop?
Awful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash them first.
Yeah.
And did you make them into a tea?
No,
or?
I can't drink tea. That's just doubling up the gross.
That seems... I feel like that would prolong the gross flavor. As if you just chew on it.
You can just suck them down.
I put them in a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No, because you still bite into them. And it's not the consistency of bread or peanut butter. So you know they're there, and you're just like, okay, now all the bread and peanut butter is gone out of my mouth, and all that's left is the gross mushroom that I've been... ruining my sandwich with.
Why didn't you put some jelly on them?
Because I fucking hate jelly. I've had jelly twice, and no, there's no need for jelly in the planet, on the planet.
You've never had a nice preserve?
Is this food therapy for Andrew again?
Yeah.
Andrew, let's go down to Whole Foods and find the fanciest jams.
God damn it. This is actually a show topic. There's been so much grocery shopping happening in the past week.
Andrew hates.
It's been unreal.
So much.
I went to... Sam's Club yesterday.
Okay.
Congrats. Went to Trader Joe's a couple days ago.
Dirty Hippies.
That was an experience. I went to Shop and Save yesterday or the day before. And we were at Giant Eagle at some point.
Yeah.
I was in Walmart yesterday. Jesus, all I do is shop at grocery stores.
Exactly. Now, Trader Joe's.
You're fucking weird.
Everybody listening, you need to shop at Trader Joe's. That place is great.
If you like bananas.
For 19 cents.
You feel like bananas?
If you like bananas.
Oh. He literally said, I feel like bananas. Did he not?
If you like bananas.
If you feel like you like bananas.
Yeah.
Go to Trader Joe's. What about their bananas is so better?
They're 19 cents. That's a great deal. Per banana. Five for a dollar.
Okay.
You've got five. You've got a nickel left over.
Amazing.
19 cents per.
Bananas are not good for you, though, so I don't know what you're...
Well... I think we should talk a little bit about this diet that we've been doing. So,
okay, because that's on my show notes, too.
Diet.
Does that say Fast Blackman?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a show note that's coming up. I'm excited to learn what that is. So Andrew and I both did low carb for a long time, and I said, if you feel like you're plateauing
mildly,
as far as weight loss is concerned.
Does Andrew count as a long time?
Yeah, but I think there's some rules and guidelines that he could have understood a little bit better. But
No. I mean,
he lost a lot of weight.
I understood them, and for a while, I was pretty strict, and I'd have a cheat day once every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rules, they were easy to steamroll over.
Sure.
Occasionally. And sometimes it'd be very good, and other times not so much.
Right. So what we started doing is a diet that was developed by this guy, Jason Saib is his name, I think. S-E-I-B.
I don't know if I want to know the origins of it or the man behind it. I don't want to see a picture of him. Because what if I don't like him? And then it's just going to be in my head whenever I think about not eating
something. Oh, don't show Andrew
delicious.
Him. Don't look at him.
I'm not looking at him.
He's a dork.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
God, that was close.
He's in really good shape. And... you know, he is
I would hope so.
Very much.
He's a 300-pound sack of shit, but he really knows how to tell other people how to diet.
Okay, that I might listen to.
He's very aligned with my diet and exercise philosophy. So, like, I read his books. Osborne gave me his books, and Osborne really has his ear to the street on, you know.
Oh, yeah. Every new diet, he tries it out.
That's my favorite Jack.
He's like, yeah, for the last 6 months, I've eaten nothing but peaches. I eat only peaches. That's the peach diet that Osborne's on.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, it kind of drives him wild.
Yeah, clearly.
But no, he's a man who does his homework, and he said, you know, you should check this out. I think he said, I can't eat this way, because he even went and did, like, all this blood testing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he involves science.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And doctors.
Jason Seib says a lot of the same stuff that my friend Kevin Geary says, that a lot of the low-carb and paleo people say. I really like his exercise philosophy. So I said, I'm already really bought into this. And what he said is, why don't you try cycling your macronutrients, where for 5 days you eat low-carb, and then you switch to a three-day period of low-fat, where your calories will fall naturally, because it's very, very hard to eat when you're not eating fat, to eat the same amount of calories as when you are eating fat. And it also kind of flips your metabolism or tricks your metabolism a little bit, so you should lose weight. I did this diet for 6 weeks. At the end of it, I was fucking ripped.
Put that coffee down.
Abs.
Yeah, here's a problem, Brett. I think it's going to be a through line through all the dieting and exercise that may come.
I also had a boner the whole time.
Oh, bonus.
Peaches.
Boner.
Nick said it once. Andrew is in really good shape for looking nothing like he is. Like, for looking like the opposite of good shape.
Oh, my goodness. Flattery will get you everywhere, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we did a bonus show this morning, a PCL, and you mentioned that I do crazy things, and you don't understand why.
Yeah.
Or do you mean how?
I said it's
how.
Like retard strength. Where yeah. I don't think he understands the limits of his own body.
So, yeah, I think part of it is that maybe I'm exceeding the limits somehow magically, or maybe I am just that capable. You just wouldn't know it by looking at me.
Well, you're also young. I mean, you're 31. So there's like, I look at you doing certain things and I say, he shouldn't do that. But maybe it's because I'm older, you know?
I feel like I can't do any less than I could at 21.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good too.
In fact, I feel like I can do a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially now that you're like, you know, working out and everything and eating well. And I just remember a story about you saying, yeah, I would smoke and hike. I would hike on and have a smoke while I was hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's just not something I would ever do.
Yeah, because one day after work, like a 13-hour work day, DNK wanted to go hiking. And he's like, hey, if you need a break and stop, let me know. I'm like, oh, I'll keep up. I've been working all day. I'm in the mode.
How much had you slept?
None.
Okay.
It was that job where I didn't get to sleep.
Legit. Andrew should be new guy with the robot body.
So we went hiking. I'm wearing like work clothes and work boots, not like hike boots.
Right.
And he's all dressed in his like high flow long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. What are those shirts called that block UV rays, but they breathe?
Hiking shirts.
Hiking shirts.
Okay.
He was in a hiking shirts. And
like outdoor Columbia marmot.
He was also wearing a hiking boot. And
just one?
Yep, maybe. Mm. I might have two. So we're walking, and he's like, oh, I'm surprised you're keeping up. And then he wanted to take a break. And I'm like, oh, well, if I'm taking a break, I guess I'll have a cigarette. And then he's like, okay, break's over. I still have my cigarette.
So you hiked with a cigarette?
Yeah.
How old were you? I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
23?
Maybe. Oh, you were young.
However, let's rewind.
When was the last time you hiked with a cigarette?
Yeah, so not too long ago, but I do recall 4th of July. I think you were there. We were at Johnson's house.
Yeah.
And we went hiking up a mountain.
Yeah.
And that was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yes, I do recall
that. Was
that,
really awful.
We almost died in the woods.
Yeah, it was just sweaty and mosquito-y, and I was covered in bug spray.
Not a fan.
And I was definitely smoking then, too. But I don't think the smoking had any effect on how horrible it was.
So you might just be one of those people.
I would say yes.
What people?
I don't know. You hear a story about Arthur Campbell.
Whose brother, whose brother was a horse. Bruce's
Campbell.
Retarded brother.
Yeah. No. Some story, like some human interest story you hear on the news, and it's like, Arthur died today. He was 99, and the community loved him. And Arthur lived on a diet of Thunderbird wine and fish sticks.
I would never do either of those
and
things.
And jelly beans. And they say that he smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day, every day. Arthur will remember you. You always hear a story about that
guy
like that.
Yep.
I think it's called genetics.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
So how are your genetics?
Well, on the one side of the family, my mom's side, her dad is like 94.
Okay.
And groans less than puke does getting in and out of cars.
Okay.
Shit.
And her mom is probably in her 80s. She's just a plump woman. She's a lot like George Costanza's mother.
Okay.
And, you know, she's in her 80s. So grandpa 90, something like 94. Grandma, I don't know, 82 maybe. But grandpa's mother died at 99 when I was 5 years old. She was the one person I knew who was born in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Dad's side of the family, don't know his one set of grandparents. His other set of grandparents died at 98 and 99 respectively. And they were smokers.
Yeah.
However, his parents both died in their early 70s and they were smokers.
Oh, even early 70s. As that's, smokers? If, not smokes, bad.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
So in the whole scheme of things, genetically, you're like a baby. You're like a little, you're like a kid. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, compared to what your probable lifespan is?
Ah, fuck.
Like, you're like, maybe you're like 12.
Oh.
You know? So you're just running. If you get a 12-year-old, if you go to elementary school playground, right, and you see this.
You will be arrested.
Really energetic 12-year-old, and he's running around, and he's on the monkey bars, and he's the kind of kid who runs up the slide, you know, while the other kids are, you know, too afraid to do that kind of shit. And you say, hey, Gregory, come here. And you give him a pack of cigarettes, and you say, look, I want you to keep doing what you're doing. I just want you to always have one of these in your mouth and puff on it and inhale it.
Especially as you lift things.
Lift, Gregory.
And sweat.
I want to see you run up that slide smoking like a little choo-choo train going up a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And carry this dresser while doing it, too.
He'd probably be fine.
And that refrigerator.
That's you. You know? So you got a lot of good life left ahead of you. And, you know, I mean, my grandfather died when he was 29. My dad's mother, who was an alcoholic and a smoker, she hung in there until she was in her 70s. My mom's father died in her 60s. My mom's mother died in her 50s.
However, the genetic thing, I don't know how much of it's really being handed down. Because I look at my mom's dad, his hearing's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, he drives, he sees, he understands things in a funny, senile way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's bald.
Oh, no.
And very thin.
Mm-hmm.
Very thin. He used to be tall. He shrank a lot.
All right. Really? That's neat.
Oh. yeah, like whenever that guy old man comes around, I always picture my grandpa.
Irv.
But, Irv.
I think old man is 140-something.
Yeah.
Oh.
My grandpa's catching him.
I don't know. They don't know too much about him. They found him in a cradle in the Baffin Bay.
The what bay?
In the 1870s as a baby. The Baffin Bay. It's like way up in Canada.
Oh.
There's Baffin Island?
I don't know anything about this.
We understand he was part of a shipwreck.
Hmm.
Oh. Nobody knows who his parents were. They checked the manifest, and there was a 70-year-old man and a 14-year-old French woman. So those were probably his parents.
And I am a convicted sex offender.
No, it's okay then.
Oh, 70s. Yeah, totally fine.
But, yeah, he's very bald and has been my entire life, and I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, you got a nice head of hair.
I don't think I'm going to go bald.
I don't think so either.
I do have the receding hairline, though, a little bit.
Yeah. If you were, you'd know if you were. If you can make it to 35, they say, you're going to make it all the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have the gray hair either, like my dad or my dad's dad.
No.
So what the fuck? Well, am I adopted?
Stop coloring your hair.
I'm adopted.
Maybe.
I'm adopted.
We revealed that.
I'm adopted.
In our therapy session last week.
Yeah. Oh, we did?
Yeah. When I was channeling your dad,
you forgot that?
Slipped that you were, he's not your real dad.
I don't remember this at all. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Was this in a show without me?
No, you were here. No. We were doing food therapy. I was role-playing your dad.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he whispered, you're adopted.
Oh.
And then Brett, I mean, your dad laughed maniacally for minutes. And it was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
No, I'm not adopted. I'm way too much like my dad and a little like my mom. Speaking of my mom.
Yeah.
You met her today.
I did.
She was fine today.
Yeah, she was great. I thought she was a lovely woman.
I do enjoy fucking with her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun just to mess with her. I don't know.
Yeah. You yell at her a lot.
Did I yell at her?
No, but you yell at her a lot.
Yeah, he's yelled a lot.
What do you mean I yell at her a lot? Give me an example.
I've overheard phone calls, and you're like, hey, no, don't do that. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Why do you always do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, today at dinner or lunch, you were yelling at her about money and her credit cards.
That's
usually
why I'm yelling.
Yeah. Usually it's pretty justified.
Yeah,
when
good. See, Puke understands.
Okay. Puke well, I haven't played poker with her yet, but I hear that's when shit really goes off the wall.
Well, okay. An example of why I yelled at her is she calls me up and says, I think I'm going to get the new iPhone.
Ah!
That's when I yell no.
Yeah.
The new $1,000 iPhone.
Yeah. She's
iPhone.
A poor fuck who's technologically retarded, like way more than me.
You imagine
what
her trying to do
what the fuck does she need a new iPhone
that
for?
That fucking face recognition shit.
What?
She ain't going to be able the new iPhone, you hold it up to your face.
Why?
And it uses the camera to unlock.
Why?
Because that's what Apple does.
What if you're wearing a mask or a hat?
Apple, then it won't work.
What if it's dark?
Oh, it has an IR camera and projects dots on your face.
Oh, this I don't like this.
My God, you didn't... Brett, did you know about this?
No, I don't pay attention.
What the fuck kind of world do I live in when you nerds?
You look at tech blogs. I look at your computer screen and you're scrolling through these blogs and I just don't understand what's there to gain from it.
I don't want to know what is out there and I don't want to know what Apple's doing. It will only anger me.
You Luddite.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I don't like Apple.
Apple is pretty awful.
I don't like them.
Nobody look at my computer right now.
So your mom must have
Mac.
Your mom must have had a justification for wanting this phone.
No, she just saw a new iPhone was released and decided she wanted it.
What did she say to you about it?
That her phone is not good.
What's her phone?
The old iPhone.
That's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine
for her to get a new one.
It.
No, it's fine for her to have the old one. Is
yes.
it a 6?
Yeah,
I don't know what number it is.
If it's like a 4,
this conversation's happened since like iPhone 4. To iPhone 400.
I think it's the iPhone 9 she has.
Whatever.
She has a 9?
Yeah.
Is she on crack?
Right.
The iPhone 9 doesn't exist.
Now I'm yelling.
No, that was a test to see if you guys really were out of the loop.
I'm sure there was a 9th iPhone at some point.
Nope.
Okay.
They switched.
They just stopped making it at 8?
No, they didn't stop making it. Uh-huh. They skipped 9 and went straight to 10.
That's the 9th.
Yeah,
but they
is.
Call it the 10.
But it's still the 9th.
Here at Apple, we call it the 10.
It's an X, actually. It's
fuck them.
I'm going to go to Apple.
I would have liked it if Steve Jobs came out with his little computer in 1984, and he goes, everybody, behold. And then it just fell over. Smashed.
But anyway. Should I be
nicer
to her?
Nope.
Okay.
So I thought...
I feel like... based on the history of you two, that she deserves
past that.
She deserves all the shit you can give her.
You gotta
in
move
my
past
opinion.
That.
Okay, well, Andrew is a better person than I am.
We really need to get on the show though and get into the
sorry.
Oatmeal.
Oh,
get into the what?
Get into the oatmeal.
Oh, get her on the show.
Sure. Get her on the show and get into the oatmeal topic.
Oh, I thought you kept saying opium. I was confused.
No,
I don't know. I feel like it might just be depressing.
All right, I just bought an iPhone.
So we're talking about diet. We could transition that into working out nicely.
All right, well, do you want to go any further into the diet, because we kind of got off track with jam?
Yeah, we did. But we're jamming.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, that's what we're doing.
This is Puke in the Gang. We don't have structure. Can I ask, you know, this diet you're going on, like several days low carb, then you switch to low...
5 days low carb, and it has to be... So you go into ketosis, and then 3 days of low fat,
okay.
Which we're on day 2 of low fat right now, which is day 7 of the diet overall.
What's that called?
It's just called, you know, this shift or that shift, low carb shift or low fat shift.
Ketosis versus like what, loctosis or?
I don't know if low fat has a name, but low fat diets are
doorknobtosis.
Not really something anyone would want to do in any kind of sustained way. It's not good for you.
What? In the 70s, they said everything should be low fat, and then we got margarine.
Yeah, they were stupid. They didn't know shit. Yep. And, you know, that was paid. That was all paid for by the sugar lobby. Because sugar was the problem.
Okay, Alex Jones, settle down.
That's true.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very scary when you start looking into it, and you start to learn that everybody's fucked.
How do you feel about the
diet? So where I was getting at...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
...is what are you two fucks drinking soda for?
Diet Pepsi, no fat, no calories, no aspartame.
Okay. All right. Andrew, what about...
Don't care about aspartame. Just care about the calories and the what, fat?
Fat. Yeah.
Fat. Okay. I feel like soda would have been out of the question, but...
I haven't had a non-diet soda in a very long time.
Oh, yeah. The only thing this shit contains is sodium.
Now, you don't want to go all crazy on diet soda, especially. I mean, it's not good for you. Even when they're sweetening it with Splenda, Splenda is also not good for you. It's just not as bad as aspartame. Most of the ones you're drinking, Andrew, I think are aspartame.
I'm only doing this for superficial reasons.
To look better.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, I like to look better, too. It's a good signal that you're doing the right things. But it could also be a signal that you're doing the wrong things. You know, if you're losing too much weight, maybe you have a crack problem, you know?
Oh,
speaking of that, we did a weigh-in yesterday and I did a weigh-in this morning and you said I'm losing too much weight.
Well, I just don't want you to, you know, suddenly weigh 150, you know, that's not enough.
So you're saying you weigh less?
Yeah, not enough.
I think we have to figure out what a good weight for you is.
Now, 150 would be great.
It's a little thin. You want to have
sounds skinny, yeah.
But you're also kind of a brawny guy naturally.
It's only 16 more.
Yeah, I feel like you should focus on your body fat content versus weight.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, like football players might be the same height as you, but they'll weigh twice as much maybe not twice as much, but it's all muscle, right? They'll weigh 100 pounds more than average or some shit. I still got the numbers wrong, bad math. There's no way anyone weighs 100 pounds more than average.
And we also want to build muscle because building muscle will, you know, a pound of muscle burns fat. So, because it takes more energy to run that muscle in your body.
I'm just saying, I don't know that losing more weight than you prescribe is necessarily that bad. Especially if I've done nothing bad and lost 2.5 pounds.
You could be smoking it off.
That's not possible.
Caffeining it off. You can totally
smoke. What are you talking
about? You can smoke weight off your body. Absolutely. If you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
I don't.
Okay, but if you did.
But I don't.
All right. I'm just saying.
It's called a hypothetical.
Not you. If a guy named Paul smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, Paul could lose weight from doing that.
Why and how?
Because it elevates your pulse.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't it, a lot of people, too, will, not be hungry?
It also suppresses your appetite.
Yeah.
So that's what Andrew could be doing. He could be having a cigarette, and then he's not as hungry as, a fat guy like me.
Right.
Yeah, I've been kind of trying that for years, though.
Yeah, you were smoking when you were a bit of
He's been smoking since he was born.
You were, in 2015, I think, a bit of a tubby lumpkins.
Yeah. In 2009, I was all right.
Tubby Lumpkins.
And in 2017/18, I'm almost all right.
Yeah, you switched to a job where you stopped humping bread trays around and shit, and boom, fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's very depressing how easy it comes back.
Yeah. And when I had that bread job, I ate bread, cinnamon bread, whole loaf.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to stop for food, but I had a loaf of cinnamon bread.
Oh, my God. You should have weighed 300 pounds.
Nope.
No, you were, you weren't thin then at the end of that job either. I wouldn't say a tubby Lumpkins, but maybe a pudgy Jenkins.
A Porky Thompson?
Maybe, yeah. Lots of options. So, how do you feel 2 days into doing the low-fat part of this diet?
I'm looking forward to having beef.
Yeah, me too.
Or sausage.
They might have fucked me at lunch today.
It's really not that bad. It's nowhere near as bad as I expected. Mm-hmm. I had strawberry yogurt yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yogurt's filling. My stomach's hurt. since lunch.
What flavor again?
Strawberry.
What?
Yeah, amazing. It's yogurt. How good can it be?
Yeah. I mean, didn't you say you don't like fruit?
Correct.
Okay. And strawberry is his least liked fruit.
No, it's not my least liked fruit.
Why don't you go with like honey or something?
Because I don't want, I've never liked honey. Yeah, honey just, it's weird. It's like you're trying to be syrup and failing. coconut.
It's from fucking bees.
That was an, I'm allergic to bees.
Syrup is from fucking trees. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Bee vomit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious.
If you ever kiss me, make sure you're not wearing chapstick with beeswax.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I feel like shit afterwards.
Oh, you don't get...
I don't go to the hospital. I don't have time for that.
Right.
I just, start to go, I don't know if I can breathe. I don't know. I don't know if I'm breathing. A lot of that.
What's that word for when you have apoplectic?
Nope.
When you go into that...
Anaphylactic. Anaphylactic shock.
Oh, apoplectic.
That is what Andrew would do. He would go apoplectic.
Right.
Because that's every day.
But, I had the options when I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, or a day before.
How's Trader Joe?
Getting yogurt. Not a lot of options. Because pomegranate yogurt, I kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
What?
Here's the problem with pomegranate.
Fun little food.
Here's the problem, granite.
The crunch. Crunchy bits. Gross.
No, it takes forever to, like, if you were eating a pomegranate, it's just way too much work for very little benefit.
Oh, yeah, the real fruit.
But when you eat the yogurt with the pomegranate bits in it, that's fine. That's
good. I don't like it.
However,
weird crunchy little nuggets of shit.
Trader Joe's, they're like, oh, yeah, we're not going with traditional fruit-flavored yogurt.
No?
We have your strawberry.
That's fruit.
We got your plane.
That's an aircraft.
We have vanilla.
Airplane yogurt.
I don't want vanilla. We have honey. Don't want that. Oh, what's this one? Green tea.
What the fuck?
I know. I was very upset.
That's for the Asians. They have that like green tree ice, green tea ice cream. Remember seeing that? The Chinese food place?
No.
Yeah. Bad. That sounds bad.
Then they had the worst offender of all of them, I think.
What's that?
Coconut.
Coconut. Is that your least liked fruit?
Good. Yeah, I like coconut.
No, I hate coconut
yogurt's so good.
I hate the coconut oil. When you get it on your skin feels super weird. Can't stand that.
Really? Okay. Well, my yogurt doesn't come with oil. So
okay. Well, maybe it has coconut flavor in it. That's disgusting.
Okay.
Also, the consistency of like coconut. Like if you eat like raw coconut, like if it's
the little string.
If it's like on a cake.
Yeah, yeah.
And it tricks you. You think, oh, these are like vanilla shavings.
But coconut oil is much more mild than that, and it's good. I'd put it on my dick.
I don't want to do that. It's happened.
It prevents old man's dick.
Yeah, well, not worth it.
Not to be confused with snowman's dick, which is when your dick turns into a carrot.
Oh.
very serious.
I would prefer for my dick to age gracefully and become distinguished.
I'd like mine to look young. You know...
Now Andrew is thinking about Brett's dick.
No, I was thinking about if I could make the word extinguished roll in here, but I couldn't.
Extinguished. You can't make a portmanteau out of any two words.
Nope.
You know? You just can't do it.
But anyway, you're happy because there was a Trader Joe's.
I was very happy because Trader Joe's has high-quality food at very reasonable prices.
Wow. And it's owned, Whole Foods is owned by Amazon now. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't so thrilled. Here's my problem. When I go to a grocery store, I want to move as quickly as I can, and I don't want to stop and read anything. I just want to reach and grab and throw in cart and move.
Yeah.
At Trader Joe's, we walked in, and I'm thinking, oh, this store is tiny. We'll be in and out of here like that.
Were you?
We were. We were in there 20 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
We were in there 20 minutes.
You walked 19 over minutes longer than Andrew wanted to be
in
there.
To the bagged lettuce section.
You tell me about what you remember about me doing.
Okay. All right. We walked in, and I went, well, I'm going to get whatever Brett tells me to get because I need to eat low fat. So I guess we'll look around for low fat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any signs that said low fat. Like, there was no low fat section.
Right.
Per se. So I guess we got to look.
Yeah, you got to look.
You got to investigate. So We go through the produce section like any grocery store. You start with produce, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we kind of quickly go through there because we didn't really need produce so much. But then in the back...
Is there any amateur deuce?
There's a... there's a cooler with bags of lettuce and salads and various spinaches and things like that.
Leafy greens.
Yeah, leafy greens. So we walk back there, and my eyes quickly scan through the shelves, and I see everything, and I go, okay, all those are fine. Green vegetables, all good.
Uh-huh.
And if I wanted those, I would have reached out, grabbed a bag, threw it in the cart, and moved on.
You wouldn't make a difference between romaine or iceberg or baby spinach or kale.
I really barely know the difference.
Okay.
Like, I know what baby kale looks like, but if you showed me a baby kale and a spinach, I don't know that I would know the difference. I would know the difference between a romaine.
They look quite different.
And a spinach.
Uh-huh.
Or a baby kale and an iceberg.
Yeah.
I know those differences.
So you wouldn't make the distinction.
But they're all fine.
Mm.
They're all fine, and I'm fine with any of them.
Yeah, see, so, I can only do spinach. Baby spinach is
okay.
the best.
Well, I would have done that, too. That's fine.
Yeah.
But Brett stood there no less than 5 minutes.
What, did you say butter lettuce?
It's called butter lettuce, and oh, man, I would just use cum for dressing with that stuff. I almost can't help it.
Wow.
Mm.
Not if I was making a salad for somebody else.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, wait a minute. Ew. Never mind. Go ahead.
Come, would it be then?
But anyway, you pondered the lettuce situation for no less than 5 minutes. I stood there and I went, all right, Andrew, people are having a nice time. You don't have to ruin it for them, but my face ruins it for them.
All right, so here we go. This goes back to the conversation we had this morning on the bonus show, right? Big picture versus small picture. You're great at small picture, right? You're like, this is our objective. This is our immediate task. Let's get it done. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm not great at. I'm in Trader Joe's thinking about big picture. I want to establish a future with Trader Joe's. So I need to assess while we're there, is this a place where that will meet all my needs at a reasonable price? So I want to survey the entire, as a salad guy, somebody who eats salad, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a week.
What does salad guy sound like?
Hi, I'm salad guy.
Hello? This is maybe my... Hello, I'm Salad Guy.
Sounds
exactly the same as other goddamn
salad
character.
Salad Guy.
We got to find a new sound effect.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm a Salad Guy.
Salad Guy.
Mm-hmm. So I want to know, like, how much... everything there is reasonably priced, right?
No. Soon as I walked in, I saw a 12-pack of seltzer for $8.
Well, that's for the fancy pants dickheads who go there and think they're fancy.
I walked in, and I saw that, and I went, oh, only fancy pants dickheads shop here.
That's a bad first impression.
And they think they're fancy.
That's a
and
bad first impression.
And Brett's like, oh, 19-cent bananas. And I'm like, I don't eat those. I eat these seltzers.
Okay. Well, we know where to go. So this is also, we have to be... varied in our approach.
But here's the problem, Brett. I kind of like the blissful ignorance that I was in a week ago, where I just thought Sam's Club had everything.
They don't.
Oh.
They kind of did. And then I shifted to Aldi's.
Mm-hmm. They have
a lot.
That
was the first step. That was the first step in this spiral of going to 9 different grocery stores. I only have 9 items I need to get.
Okay. Well, we want to have... micronutrient diversity in your diet, so we're going to have to go beyond those 9 things, right? So we have to look at greens.
Like
now, lots of people eat greens that are from all the same family. Brussels sprouts, kale.
Good.
Lettuce,
good.
Cabbage.
Good.
Those are all the same thing.
Like them.
Okay. So we need zucchini.
Like those.
We need asparagus.
Like it.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we want to vary. So we want to like really survey the produce department at a new supermarket to say, can this be my supermarket? Can I get everything here? Seltzer? No. We got to go somewhere else for seltzer. We learned that. But can I get tuna there? Probably. Can I get sardines there? Probably. Can I get beef there? Most likely.
Apparently, Brett's been shopping at PetSmart. PetSmart.
So I want to really... hold each different bag of lettuce that they have. Not every bag in the whole store.
Not every
bag. But like
bag,
every but different kind and say, how much does this weigh?
Is this the lettuce for me?
I want to open it. And smell it. want to take a little out and put it on my face.
Oh, yeah.
I want to lick it, but not bite it.
Oh. Tasty crunch.
That's what I do. I walk around the produce department. What's this? Zucchini? I gag myself.
Wow, we went too far on that joke.
Okay. So, no, but I want to have a look around.
All right.
Brett is a discerning taste man.
I can do this.
Tasteman?
This might fit with my lifestyle because I need excuses to go places. And yeah. These are many places. Trader Joe's, Sam's Club, Aldi's, Shop and Save. I might be with you on the Giant Eagle thing. I don't think I need it.
I feel like after you go to a couple grocery stores, you'll figure it out that you only need Sam's Club for this and Aldi for that and Trader Joe's for another thing. And then when you run out of that thing, and then you go and get that from the one store. And
well, I did buy 72 cans of seltzer.
What the fuck?
At Sam's.
At Trader Joe's?
Sam's.
Oh, Sam's. Okay, that was
Jesus,
cheap.
It would have been $947 at Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
Yeah, like last week I learned that Aldi is where I have to go for my salami.
Yeah.
Because it's wicked cheap and you get it in the bag already cut up. It's fucking amazing.
So if you're in Western...
It was so much cheaper than the fancy store.
Absolutely. I mean, they were... You know, that salami at fucking Giant Eagle?
Yep.
They might as well just stick it in your butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it better that way?
That's part of the $8 price. Yeah, you don't get to taste it as much.
Giant Eagle prices. Hashtag me too. So, you started... I'm sorry to everybody who's listening. I'm genuinely sorry. I feel like that was a bad thing to say. I actually don't
really
feel... I think it was funny. I think it'll be funny someday. I think, like, in 10 years, people will listen. Like, 9/11.
You can't, at the same time, think it's funny and feel bad.
Okay. So, like...
Okay, you can. Like, if I were to slap you in the face while you were talking to a girl you really liked and you were trying to impress, that would be funny and I would feel bad, but it would be funny.
Wait, what's the scenario again?
Like, okay, let's just say, there you are. You're talking to a girl you're trying to impress... And you really like her, okay? And I see you across the street talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're chatting her up, and you're doing your thing, and you're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling cool. And then I walk up behind you, and I crouch down, and then Puke walks up in front of you. And you're like, oh, here's my friend Puke. Look, girl, look how social I am. Look at these friends that I have. Look how I interact with my friend and my natural habitat. And Puke's like, oh, hey, Brett. And then he just pushes you, and you fall over me.
Okay. And then what do you guys do?
We point and laugh and run away.
Run away giggling.
And then all the cool was just knocked out of you.
But that's pretty funny.
But I would feel a little bit bad.
And then maybe 6 months later, I write that girl a letter and I say, you know, hey, didn't work out, but that was pretty funny.
And I had a boner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might have seen it when I fell.
On the way down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hard to hide a boner when you're falling over a guy. Anyway, I think hashtag me too, as a suggestion that I feel violated by the prices at a supermarket is a very insensitive thing to say. But in 10 years, when no woman in Hollywood is getting sexually assaulted or being put in compromising positions for parts in movies anymore, maybe people will listen to this episode in the archives.
Yeah.
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP.
Right? I want a rape kit.
There'll be members, and they'll say, that's pretty funny.
Now, members that violated.
In the middle of 9/11, if I had been like, ha, you know, that was funny. I mean, let's...
ha, 9/11.
That's... when that second plane hit, I was dying. And I wasn't the only one. You know, like if I did something like that, right, on like September 20th,
mm-hmm.
outrageous. I mean, just outrageous in the
sure.
context.
You would no longer be an Aflac duck.
No, absolutely not. But if I did that now, it's still not really super funny. I still feel kind of bad about it. But I don't feel as bad if I had said it then. You know, like I was very traumatized by 9/11. because I thought my dad died in 9/11. Right. And it was also like I watched it happen on TV, and I'm a sensitive guy.
See, you know? I was such,
and I've always been afraid of plane crashes.
I was an immature, insensitive fuck. I was just worried about, do I have to go to school tomorrow?
I had to go to work.
That's all I cared about.
My stupid fucking boss, she was awful. I remember when it happened, like an hour after the buildings collapsed, or half an hour after the buildings collapsed, she goes,
"The good news is you're
those
fired.
People would want us to get back to work."
I think, really?
I think I went home. Because I was like, my dad's there. I need to find out what happened.
I would have, if I was a boss at that time, I would have said that, but much less sincerely.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, but people certainly feel that way about this Me Too thing, too. So I retract that statement. Getting gouged at the supermarket,
yeah,
you know, is not, an acceptable time to use that hashtag. Hashtag me too.
But all the price savings I might be doing by bouncing around from store to store,
mm-hmm.
it's just going right in my fuel tank.
What do you give a shit? You drive everywhere constantly.
Also true.
Right. And every
you
single
love driving.
Every trip to the supermarket is an adventure. And it's steps, right? You can't get in one
exercise,
of the,
yeah.
Yeah, you're walking around the supermarket. You're moving your body, and you're learning about food.
But here's the problem. And this is going to lead into the next topic. At the supermarket, I am surrounded by the world's worst drivers in foot form. Every time. And the smaller the grocery store, the more cramped it is and the easier it is to get stuck behind people.
Right.
However, every once in a while, I get surprised by somebody moving quickly. So, like, just before the show today.
Do you try to get behind them?
No.
Do you draft them?
Do you draft them?
Grocery store?
Not so much walking, just doing their job efficiently and effectively. I can really appreciate that, no matter how menial your job might be. Like, I used to be a pizza delivery man, and when I wasn't delivering pizzas, I was doing something else, like running the register, or prepping pizza, or folding pizza boxes, making them from flat into pizza box shape. Yeah. And I would race whoever I was folding them with.
Sure.
And I was just trying to do them as fast as I could.
You like to get things done.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And anyway, so today, before the show, we were at a gas station, and I was stuck behind a woman who was getting lottery tickets. Took forever.
Uh-oh.
Took forever. She finished, and she goes, okay, and now I'd like to get this and
more
transaction number
lottery
two.
Tickets?
Whole new transaction starting from scratch.
Right.
So that timer we just racked up counts for nothing.
Exactly.
I don't appreciate that. What I do appreciate is I was at a store called Get-Go, same place we were at today.
Get-Go.
Different location. And I was getting, I don't even remember what I was getting, just something, and I was waiting in line. And there was one man behind the register in quite a long line. However, at one point, he pointed to the next guy in line and pointed to the register next to him and said, go over there. And I thought, oh, there must be another person that's going to walk up to that register. Nope. This man, he was a 50-something-year-old black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have been on coke or something.
He was kind of light-skinned black if I saw him?
Nope.
It was a dark skin.
Different location.
Oh, okay.
And
I missed that part. Sorry.
This guy was moving so quickly. He was like trying to corral people and get them to move quickly. The patrons waiting for him were not moving fast enough for him. And I really appreciated that. The people who should have been impatient were too patient for the scenario. This man started running two registers. He was operating the registers quicker than the credit card machines could scan. So when the person slid their card in and they're going through the beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
you know, sequence.
He'd jump over to the next one.
Ooh, wow. And he was working on that. And I appreciated it so much. I just had a wonderful, splendid, very brief interaction with them. And I left feeling great.
I love that story.
It was awesome. And I thought they should coke up every gas station attendant. Wow. Right,
well, that
every
story
cashier.
Went right off the rails there at the end.
Puke. Check off Fast Blackman from the show.
Yeah, let's see here. There we go.
Yeah, I like that story.
Then, during one of
will you go back and see him again?
Oh, I'm going back there.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully
I can go with you.
Okay, yeah. Time. But here's the thing. And you don't know what kind of curveballs might get thrown at you when you're driving to all these different grocery stores. For example, Brett and I were driving around a few days ago, probably to a grocery store. And we stop at a stop sign. I'm about to pull out onto a busy highway. And I'm looking in my mirror, you know, waiting for the traffic to clear so I can stomp on it.
Uh-huh.
And I get rear-ended.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no.
in the Mercedes.
No.
By this dipstick girl.
Yep. So I look in the rearview mirror, and I see
How hard were you?
Finishing her text very lightly.
Okay. Because I was like, you've been driving that car around, and I definitely didn't notice anything in the garage, like a bumper missing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So I look in the rearview mirror immediately, and I see like a 99 Hyundai Elantra. So I think, oh, great. They don't have any money or insurance. And then I see a young girl looking at her phone, finishing her text.
No.
So I do with a what the fuck hands.
Yeah.
And then I pull over onto the shoulder, and I think, is she just going to drive away?
I thought that too, because I was in the car.
We're going to get in a car chase. Oh, yeah. Brett didn't know this, but we were about to get into a car chase, and it would have been intense.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been very difficult.
I feel like it wouldn't have been that intense, because the Elantra is not... Not what you call zippy.
Well, it might have gotten tense when I got in front of her and hit the brakes and tried to slow her down, and she bumped into me again.
Oh, this is what I would have done.
What?
I would have rear-ended you while I was texting, and then, like, you pull over, and I would have gone, fucking sucker, and taken off.
Right, that's what I was expecting.
And then I'd say, oh, look at him. He's all mad. As I drove by, I'd give you, like, a look, you know? Like, hey. Then I'd take off down the highway.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then you obviously give chase.
Yeah.
Right? And you get right behind me, and then I slam on the brakes, and you rear-end me. And then I'd pull over. I'd put my hands on my hips, and I go, you want to just call it even?
And see, that was the day Brett was shot.
What you don't factor in is I have reflexes like a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're, yeah. Yeah, you're, yeah.
Yeah, you're, yeah. So I wouldn't have rear-ended you. And you really think your 99 Hyundai Elantra, with its wonderful braking system from the factory,
a fucking sweet car,
plus 19 years, is going to stop as quickly as my Mercedes can?
I'm right.
With its fat tires and giant brakes?
No.
Exactly. So, anyway, I get out of the car.
So what did happen?
I look at my car, and I go, well, I'm going to have to look real close to find the damage. And I didn't want to look real close. I wanted to get moving. And I look at her. I assess her. And she gets out. And instead of saying, I'm so sorry.
You never say that.
Oh, no. Here we go.
She goes, it's probably fine, right? And
I hope you slapped that bitch.
I just said, yeah, whatever. And I got back in the car.
Uh-huh.
But I should have just said, that's not for you to decide.
Right. You dumb bitch, you ran into me.
That's for me to decide.
Yeah. You dealt with it really well.
I'm surprised because Andrew's the angry driver.
But this is the thing.
Yeah.
Every few months, something happens to my vehicle by no fault of mine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Some retard.
Uh-huh.
But you'll notice, Brett, everywhere we've gone, when I park, what do I do?
You back in.
And?
You get out of the car.
No, I try to park next to a thing that isn't another parking spot. On one side.
Right, right.
So there's only risk of being damaged from one side of the vehicle. However,
halving your risk. Halving. H-A-L-V-I-N-G.
Not having the risk.
Also,
halving.
Let's say I'm parking next to a cart corral.
Uh-huh.
I like those the best.
Really?
Yes, because like my passenger side, right up against them, it provides an easy line of sight to back alongside.
Uh-huh.
I can get inches from the cart corral and leave miles on the left side of my car.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So any mildly decent human being should not park within range of full door swing, wouldn't touch my car.
Right.
Or I park super far out in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's what I do. Park away.
Yeah, because the people who park the furthest away, they are probably either working there, so they're not going to be out messing with their car.
And I'm not going to park next to them anyway.
And they're also probably the people who say, hey, I'm going to use this situation to go for a walk, you know? It's always the laziest dipshits who pay the least amount of attention who are always looking for that.
Yeah,
you know, they call it the TV detective spot.
TV detective?
What? Yeah, do explain this.
Because anytime on a show where it's a TV show, there's a detective.
Yeah, we've established.
They really
this.
Do call. Look, Google it. TV detective parking. The TV detective always pulls.
He
right
spelled
up,
TV wrong.
Right up in front. How do you spell it?
No, he spelled it right.
T E V.
Detective saves toddler nearly run over in parking lot.
That's not true. That sounds like a good show. Anyway, somebody called it that once. this girl I was dating years ago, she was like, TV detective parking. You ever seen a show where it's like a TV detective and he pulls right up in front every time? That's called TV detective parking.
Let's see if I put quotation marks.
The only TV detective parking I know is Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
No results.
Bitch lied to me.
Yeah, that's apparently not a thing.
Well, I'm glad we broke up, because I don't know what other kinds of yarns she was spinning.
But even in spite of all my precautions, my vehicular precautions,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still, my vehicle gets destroyed by other people, by strangers, total strangers.
Yeah, you can't do much about it.
I don't understand this.
What, life in general?
How can they do that? Now, if I'm in my truck,
yeah,
and somebody parks too close to me, like ridiculously close,
yeah,
I will slam that fucking truck door into their goddamn vehicle. Mm-hmm. As long as it's in a super nice vehicle. This has happened at Area 23. Area 23, tight parking lot.
Yeah.
I have literally walked back out to my truck and not been able to open my door. Like,
oh, because they were that close?
They were that close. I cannot open my door. Yeah. And if it was someone I knew, I would have thought, ha, good one. But it wasn't someone I knew.
Yeah.
So I was just pissed.
Yeah. And you did.
I slammed that fucking truck door.
Wow.
Yeah. So I get my revenge. You have to play the same fucking drop nine times.
That was you doing the door several times.
Just do it once. After I crawled in from the passenger side.
Oh. Good thing you got that bench seat.
Yep.
Well, that's a bummer. So the car wasn't damaged. You just kinda...
I haven't even inspected it closely because I don't want to see the damage.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a little tiny chip.
No.
But I don't like it.
No. No, you should not. This is break time.
They make bras for cars. Do they make panties?
They make bumper busters.
Bumper buster. That's I've seen like those.
Yeah.
They have them in cities where everybody's crashing into everybody like a maniac.
Yeah, parking New York, like Frank Drebin everywhere, yeah.
I bet those are popular in Boston.
I saw a lot in New York City.
Yeah, New York, definitely. Yeah.
But Boston, I'm sure. I'm sure people have them.
So, we know somebody.
Who's going to break?
In a second.
Oh.
But we know somebody in Pittsburgh.
Do we?
Yep.
Oh.
And she drives her grandfather's 2005 Nissan Sentra.
Okay.
And her grandfather is from New York, a Jewy part of New York. And he took this Sentra and he modified it.
Oh.
He did a little clever toolbox storage thing in the
That's way different.
In the trunk to store a couple of tools that magnetized to this little storage thing. But the bumper buster thing, right? Usually it's this thing like you open your trunk, you flap it out of your bumper,
yeah.
You close your trunk on it, and it just protects your bumper from getting scratched, right? It provides a cushion. Sometimes it's kind of spiky to hurt the other car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Spiky.
It's like a cactus protecting itself. However, he permanently drilled rubber bumper pieces on all four corners of this car.
Yeah.
So he destroyed
the car,
the bumpers, to protect
to save
the bumpers.
The bumpers.
I don't understand
this. Yeah, that's
this.
Not good logic.
Like, he drilled holes to prevent chips.
Or scratches in the paint
mm-hmm.
of the plastic bumper.
I don't understand this.
No, that's failed logic.
The man's dead. I'll never understand
it. Well, that's
it. Why. I'll never know.
Did he die drilling the holes?
No, I think he was run
just
over.
Just old?
No, I don't know. Anyway, go to break.
Yep.
I had, you know, wanted to do these things in the past, at least get in that mindset in the past, but I never succeeded. But this, I think, at least, I haven't succeeded yet, but I've succeeded in, going down that path and sticking to it for a bit. But it wasn't always that way, and it took until I was 30 years old to even start. But what about you, Brett? I mean, you've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. You've been more thoughtful than I've ever been, more introspective.
As far as, like, the beginnings are
concerned?
Self-improvement.
Like, what events took place or where were you in your life when you made a concerted effort to actually improve yourself in less superficial fashions?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you talked about I'm not successful with this yet. I think if you're doing it, you have to kind of consider that one form of success.
Right, that's kind of what I'm saying. It is a success in its own journey. Sense, but you're there's no end.
There is no end. Right. No, because it's a path that I've been on now for almost 20 years. The first time I sort of confronted the fact that I didn't have a very healthy relationship with alcohol, I was 21 years old. And that was how it started for me. But unfortunately, that was, 1998? So all of the free resources that are available today, and you can see how mm-hmm. how much self-help there actually is out there, or self-development resources. None of that existed. You know, for me, when I was 21 years old, they said, okay, you have a problem with drinking, so go to AA. And that is basically the comprehensive self-improvement plan, is that you go and you sit in a church basement with a bunch of miserable people, and you say things like, well, I'm an alcoholic, so you know how we are. You know,
well,
we're stupid.
Self-help existed in many forms.
It existed in many forms, but...
Like the Tony Randall guy, whatever his name is, Robbins.
Right, but he was new back then. Like, I was funneled into this, this is the place for you, this is how you solve this problem. You either come here every day or you die.
Welcome back from the break. During the break, you heard a clip from PCL number
153.
Yep. Where we try to think about getting better, possibly.
We do get. We are getting better.
Are we?
Yes. Every day. Yeah, we're doing great.
Definitely.
I'm feeling worse right now.
Be positive, you
Why?
Piece of shit.
You said you're having stomach problems.
Tummy hurts.
So?
Your tummy hurts. Don't
ever
say that.
Not going to let it slow me down.
And your BM, you had one after.
I had a BM.
After you ate.
I had a PM BM.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure that's on the record. Right?
Oh, right.
In case something happens, I just want to have a record.
Should I pull the spreadsheet?
No. It's on the show. So how long after you ate did you do it at the restaurant?
No. No, no.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, your mom was there.
That doesn't affect it.
Yeah, they have separate bathrooms for mothers at restaurants.
Yesterday, when my mom invited me to lunch, she texted me in the morning. I'm going to pull up the text message. So
okay.
She does this thing, and it kind of drives me nuts. And I am very quick about getting back to people, writing back to messages. It's very rare that I don't respond to a message within a few minutes of receiving it. But yesterday morning, it's pretty early because she gets up early. So she texts me. Okay, it wasn't that early. It was 8:02 something yesterday.
Not that early.
The letter R space the letter U space up ? Are you up?
Up.
Yep. And I said, yep.
Okay.
And then
amazing
within seconds, she said, call me if you, the letter U, have a couple mins. So then about 2 minutes went by. I get another text. Hello, are you there?
Sure.
2 minutes.
Literally 2 minutes.
So then.
Or figuratively 2 minutes.
I start reading this text and she calls me. And I go,
wait,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, why are you calling me?
I said, you need to relax. I said, do you have any idea how annoying it is to get berated by text for not calling you within seconds of you texting me the first time?
Yeah, you were jerking it probably.
And she's like, yeah, it probably is annoying. And I go, yeah, I could have been doing something. I was doing something. I was like walking from one side of the kitchen to the other.
He right. said to his mother, I could have been taking a poop.
I said, I could have been doing anything. I could have been taking a poop. She laughed at that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I would, yeah, I have no poop problems with her.
Oh, okay.
As far as my mom is concerned, I haven't pooped since I was a baby that she knows about.
Wow.
She knows about some, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, she would have seen them.
What's the most recent?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because I'd like to say I was like two. No, I must have shit myself somewhere. Yes, I did. My aunt Diane had this like sports car. I have no idea what it was. It was like some little Honda or early 80s sports car.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrari.
I was too old a boy to shit, but I shit in this. I would sit in the car
shit.
And I would go,
I'm driving a car. Well, you were just a kid, but I'm driving. Sitting in it? Yeah, right? And that's what I would do. I would go, right. So maybe I was like five.
Andrew does
and
that
all
now
of a sudden,
at 30.
I go, right? So that the a sound, including like a, you know, from the diaphragm, a motion that just forces poop out of a little boy's body. Happens. Sure. And I shit my pants right in the driver's seat of this poor
nice car.
Aunt's car.
And it was, if it was an early 80s Honda.
No, but it was like a cool looking sports car. It was the coolest car I had ever seen in my life and gotten to sit in.
Was it a Prelude?
I don't know, but I shit in it.
Well, you know, there's no way in hell it had leather.
I feel like it did.
No, wasn't
I
feel,
or pleather. I mean, it could have had pleather.
It might have had vinyl.
You're not going to be able to figure out what the car was.
The only
I can text my mom and be like, Mom, do you remember the car that I shit in? But I don't want to bring that back up. I don't want her to think that I'm somebody who could still do something like that. I want her to be proud.
She measures you only by your shitting habits. That's it.
I bet like when she gets together with her friends and she's like, how's Paul? He's great. He's working on
Paul
Wall
is that
Street.
Guy.
Yeah.
Who died at 99.
No, this is a different Paul.
Oh.
Paul Allen.
Two packs a day, Paul.
His name's not Paul. Paul Allen, who works on Wall Street. That's a reference to the movie American Psycho.
Oh.
My friend Paul. Paul S., we'll call him. Works on Wall Street. So my mom gets together with Mrs. S., right? Paul's mom. And, you know, she says, how's Paul? And Mrs. S. goes, oh, he's great. He's, you know, he lives in New York City. He works on Wall Street. He's making a lot of money. My mom, you know.
I don't know.
She doesn't hold back.
Okay.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
She said, remember that time Brett was little and he shit in his aunt's and my sister-in-law's Honda?
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. S. goes, yeah, I do. You were pretty concerned because he was like five and he was about to go to school. And you're like,
yeah.
He can't just be shitting.
He can't sit in this Honda for 5 minutes. How can he sit in school for 8 hours?
And my mom goes, that was the last time. I'm not going to let you one-up me with your Paul story.
I'm proud, my boy.
So I got to keep that going.
Right, yeah.
I got to keep that going. I can't, you know, get her on the phone and get her thinking about that. You know?
No, definitely not.
Because it's like if a person can shit when they're 5, couldn't they do it when they're 15, 25, 35?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what does a 5-year-old know? What does a 35-year-old know about shitting that a 5-year-old doesn't?
When I was 5, I was very coordinated with my body.
Yeah, why? What would you do?
I could jump from thing to thing. I could trampoline like a motherfucker. Flip. Skip, trip,
mm-hmm.
and slip.
What about dip?
I can dip.
All right.
Those last two things are not signs of coordination, though.
True.
Actually,
I could do them well.
Right, right, right. So, I don't know, how do we get to that? I shit in a car?
I don't know, yeah. Andrew's tummy hurts.
Oh, yeah, BMs.
And I pooped. Yeah, didn't help.
And not wanting to, you know, have your mom know your business. Okay, great.
Yeah, no.
So you don't feel good?
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, do you want a Pepto?
No, I don't take medicine.
Why? What, are you like an Indian?
No, because I'm going to become reliant on it. Like puke with his lanolin.
What's lanolin?
Lanolin oil.
What do you put it on your skin?
Lips.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Because I developed a reaction or an allergy or something to the beeswax in lip balms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found lanolin. Lanolin oil works just as good, and it contains no beeswax because it's sheep poop.
Well, why do you need sheep poop or beeswax?
Because my lips are chapped sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after, like, my lips get very irritated after I drink, like, beer.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, my lips will get chapped once every 2 years.
Yeah. We know Andrew is the best.
No. I'm just saying, there's two philosophies. One is I can always carry a little vial of lanolin oil, and then everyone can ask me, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. And I just...
Or two...
It's a conversation starter.
Glad I didn't prepare for this moment, because I don't have any chapstick or any oil or anything to put on my lips. And then a day later, back to normal, and no problems for 2 years. Uh-huh. You put on this oil, and it's constant chapped.
You're probably right.
Yep. Same philosophy applies to Pepto, Tums.
Going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you keep going to the dentist, and your teeth get weak.
Exactly. My dad said that to me once. He goes, you ever notice how people who never go to the dentist never have any problems with their teeth?
That has been the opposite observation of my life.
Me too.
My dad, I think he meant they never learn specifically about the problems that they have with their teeth.
But I do think with medicine and drugs and anything else, alcohol, pot, all these things, Tylenol PM, if you start relying on it all the time, it becomes less effective.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
but you're not relying on it all the time.
Like the rare occasions that I take Tylenol PM or the inverse, Adderall.
Oh, okay.
It's very effective.
That went off the rails quick.
Yeah, every once in a while I take a Tylenol PM and then meth.
Ooh, Tylenol meth. PM. I wonder if I have any of that.
Why?
To sleep. I don't want to get into that, though. I got Valerian, but I have these horrifying dreams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I have some of that shit?
No, they're really intense, like not lucid dreams, but like very vivid.
All right, we got to mount one of Puke's cameras in your rooms while you have these dreams.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we could do that.
Am I going to have to start locking the door to my room? Is it that lucid?
No, I don't walk in my sleep. Okay. No.
I would like to monitor what it's like when I sleep. I might borrow one of your cameras for a night.
All right.
I just want to see how much I toss and turn and stuff.
Yeah.
Who's that soup can guy? Andy Warhol. He made an 8-hour movie about a guy sleeping.
Of course he did. Yeah, exactly. Of course he fucking did.
Yeah, that's not good.
Name one good thing that Andy Warhol did.
Campbell's soup. He invented that.
No.
He must have done something.
He didn't even invent the label. He didn't even design the fucking label.
No, he just drew it one day. People are like, oh my God, look at that. Andy Warhol and Yoko Ono in the same room.
Yeah.
Worst two human beings on the planet.
Okay, so I'm not alone here. I just figured you're like, oh, you just don't like art, you fucking
Well, yeah, I
non-fag.
Do know that. Yeah, you non-fag.
Yeah.
Why don't you like some art?
So, anyway,
mm-hmm.
We have other topics.
All right, what do you want to get into? Puke?
Dry cleaners?
Oh, I don't have anything to talk about. I have a news article.
There's lots of things. Do you want to deal with the dry cleaners first?
Hold on. Well, hang on. We can get into the dry cleaners in a minute. I just want to not be talking so much for a change.
Okay.
Puke, what's new with you? How's the job?
Nothing. Oh, the job? Tight.
It's tight?
Tight.
Tight.
Tight, tight,
tight.
It's depressing to be back in a manufacturing environment again.
So what are you going to do about it?
Continue to look for other jobs and then get depressed about that.
Don't you have an opportunity from within?
Nah, well, I applied for a position popped up basically the day I started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
life's
oh.
best opportunities come from within.
thanks, Confucius.
I believe I'm British. Hello.
Oh. Puke.
Yes.
Are you there?
Hello.
I'm here to help.
British Confucius.
Yes. I'm here to help you.
Where do things come from?
What do you want?
Cheese.
Okay. Where is the closest cheese?
Probably the kitchen.
Ah, oh, do you know how to get there from here?
I do, quite easy.
All right. Well, what's stopping you?
I'm in the middle of a podcast, unfortunately.
So?
Oh, well, in that case, bye everybody.
You have an audience who loves you. They will understand if you need a slice of cheese.
Yeah, I think they want you to have cheese.
Yes.
He used to write about cheese. He did.
Go to the cheese.
Go to the cheese.
Go to the cheese.
Go to the cheese.
We want to watch you eat the cheese. What can we turn? Once you have the cheese, Puke, what could we build off of that? What could happen next for you?
Poop.
Once you have cheese, poop.
It turns into a turd.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yes. In a toilet.
Preferably.
Ideally,
yeah. I do have a bucket out back I like to use too on occasion.
Or in an 80s sports car.
Tell me what's next. Let's say it's in the toilet. What will you do next? Will you wipe? Will you flush? What's
Oh, yeah, you got to wipe first.
Show me your vision.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Jeez.
No one gets the vision of my brown eye.
I have a plan for you.
Okay.
It's called cheese poop wipe flush.
Okay.
It's a foundation that you can build even bigger things on, people. Oh. What will you do next after you flush? There goes your turds. What's next?
Time for more cheese.
Oh.
For sure. I'm hungry again. Took a lot out of me.
Will you just eat the cheese plain or will you have some pepperoni with it?
No pepperoni. Just cheese.
Will you put it on a pizza?
Yeah.
Will you put it on a nacho?
Maybe.
Do you see how you can have a simple desire and turn it into a meaningful plan?
I do.
What will you do with this information?
Nothing. Thanks. Brett comes up with the weirdest fucking character.
Let's leave that one unnamed.
Okay.
Motivational Brit. Kind of a... Maybe a Brit. We're not sure.
The fuck was I talking about?
It could have been one of those British-sounding Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they never have anything actually smart to say. They just sound like they're saying something smart.
Right. They just have that accent. People are like, all right.
Yeah.
Guru.
Yeah. I guess I'll listen to this guy.
Guru guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
The job from within.
Yeah, so I applied.
And?
Well, I don't know. Nothing's happened.
That's what I'm saying. This is what you have to do.
Yeah, I know. They won't hire me.
They will hire you. You need to go after it.
So hard to do.
Assert.
Actually, it's not hard to do. You're already there.
Yeah, but I have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, go talk to him.
I don't know who to talk to specifically.
How long have you been there?
3 weeks.
I would give it a month, I would say.
But the job might be taken by then.
Yeah, the job could be gone.
Yeah. All right, so...
Ah, fuck. See,
and it's a job that, when he described it to me, it was like he was describing what he does for a living.
Like my old job.
Right, so do you know who the person is in charge of filling this job? Like, don't deal with HR people.
This is what I asked them. And I said, don't go to your supervisor because they're not going to give a fuck and they don't want to lose a night shift person.
Exactly, and don't go to an HR person because they're just hashtagging me too.
So did you go to anybody?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Have you gone to anybody?
No.
Didn't you talk to somebody about it?
Yeah, I told my supervisor.
Oh, who did I tell you not to say? Not to tell?
You didn't.
No, wait.
When I asked you, you said, yeah, you should.
But tell them. I said the main person you should go to is the head of whatever department you're trying to get a job in.
Right.
That's who you need to talk to.
This is why I need to have Evernote and all the notes and the goals, right? I've been thinking of why do I need to use the goal things? Because I realized that I need to update my resume because I gave him my resume in December when it wasn't as good. It says it doesn't have all the, like, the engineering related stuff on it as much.
So
I think I know what to do.
Brad just lost his mind.
I know what to do too. Because it isn't me.
Good, I think, for a new job.
You should go through whatever the internal hiring process is.
Done.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Then
that.
Bring your resume to
this is what I was gonna say.
The guy.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, I don't want to, you know, break the chain of command, and I want you to know I definitely did this, like, the procedural way as well, but I wanted to come and meet you and say hello and just give you this because I'm really interested in
this.
Exactly
what I said.
You already said this?
Absolutely.
But not on the show?
No.
Oh, I'm a fucking genius.
And not that succinctly.
Bring back the echo, Brit.
Manifest your vision.
Thanks.
All right, you can turn it on.
Done. No, not done. Yeah, see, this is one of the things I struggle with.
Okay. Every problem you ever have, just come to me. I'll fix it. Okay. I will fix it.
Yeah.
You did it right, but you also did it smart. Smart and right. You did it twice.
Right.
Two different ways.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Yeah. So
next action. Let's talk about a next action. So have you
next
applied?
Next action is
I'm so tired.
Update your resume the way you need to.
This.
Did you apply internally already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then it's update the resume and hand it to the guy.
See.
Yeah, it's...
Earlier, and this is getting back to the PCL. We keep referencing this PCL from earlier today.
Puke in the gang business card, paper clipped to the front.
No.
But right before the show, I tried to show Puke my little organizational method.
I heard you guys.
And he just yelled and argued and said it was stupid and it'll never work and he's not doing it. He doesn't have time for it.
What did you say?
I said, here's how long it takes.
Okay. No, because he wants me to do it in the morning, and I don't have time in the morning.
That's the trick for you. Yeah, to customize something that will work for you
okay,
in the
morning.
Okay,
do it when you get home.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Do it before bed. That's the bit. Set your plan for the day in motion before you go to bed. I try to do that a little bit.
Hmm. Well, you have a goal of moving your tablet out of your bedroom.
I already did that.
So you can. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
On top of this.
You should have boasted about it.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Well, you need to be.
Oh.
Because it helps us keep you on track.
Echo Brit?
It helps us hold you accountable.
Celebrate your victories, Puke.
No matter how small it might be.
No matter how minute.
I agree with this British guy. He knows what he's talking about when he says the same thing as me.
Yeah. Fill him with energy.
Uh-huh.
Have a piece of cheese. You find it.
Thanks, guru guy.
And don't forget to wipe.
Oh, yeah. I generally do not forget to do that.
Flush the turds away. That is your past.
So, this other position sounds very similar to what the fuck I was doing previously in my career. And, but at the same time, just kind of like,
it sounds like it's a perfect fit, and there's no reason you shouldn't very strongly go after it.
Yeah, except that I kind of...
Not a good reason. I don't even have to hear it.
Yeah, but I sort of
it's true.
Don't want to work in the industry anymore.
All right.
You know?
You want to be a graphic designer.
Yeah, exactly. But that also means like getting a shit job.
That means start your own business.
Yeah, probably.
That's what that means.
I can't do that either. I'm way too fucking lazy for that shit.
Could we start a business together and somehow both have a way to make money?
Yeah, you're the guru, and I'll design goo and roux.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know if I'm motivated enough to, and like, because that just gives me shitloads of anxiety.
All right, so here's what
happens. Then I say, let's do this micro project. Design a School Sucks t-shirt, we'll sell it to my audience, we'll split the profit.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be a lot of money.
Where do I come in?
I don't know. No.
I got to manage this.
No,
No, you're not managing.
No, the project doesn't require a manager. It's a pretty simple project.
Here we go. Puke, you're going to design.
This is why I can't get things done.
Whatever slogan Brett comes up with.
It's not a slogan. It's going to be a graphic.
Brett's going to create a catchphrase.
Yeah.
You're going to design it.
After we should look at your portfolio. And I like the Art Deco thing, but I don't know if that's workable. With Art Deco is cool, but I don't know if it's inspirational.
Oh.
And if it's used out of the context of the cover of an Ayn Rand novel.
Oh, yeah. She's going for like New Wave.
I don't know what we want to do.
Not a new wave.
We need to look at your portfolio. I really like that Chinese restaurant website. Maybe we could take that kind of a motif.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we found Puke's bakery. He invented a bakery and started a business, and he didn't even realize it.
I didn't invent
it. The Upper Crust.
Bakery. Yeah, that was... Well, actually, the name of the bakery existed in the assignment.
Oh.
Everyone...
Invented it.
Made that name.
But we saw the Upper Crust.
Yeah, I found a real Upper Crust bakery in Pittsburgh, and I should take my fucking design Bible that I had to design for that class and go in there and be like, hey,
this
faggots,
is better than you guys.
You go.
Yeah.
Your logo sucks. Look at this shit.
Why don't you guys stick to bacon bread?
Yeah. Then that's probably what would happen. They'd probably just tell me to get out.
Now, there are probably so many businesses in this city that could use simple websites. I mean, this is a huge project.
No, I don't do websites.
But do you know anything about web design?
No. Well, barely. I know that I hate it.
Someday, this is a someday maybe kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
If I learn about SEO, right, and you learn about design.
Search engine optimization.
We team, and I'm learning about it right now, but I have to fucking fix my own disaster of a website first. Not a disaster of a website. I think it's a pretty good-looking website, but it needs a lot of optimization. It needs a lot of redesign.
Yeah.
We go to these dickwits all over this city, right, who have, this is a pizza place. I've got kind of a nail salon here. They have what's called brochure websites, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, here's a page about, you know, I don't know. It's a picture and a phone number. Here's a menu. Fuck you.
Lucky what do if we you know can find websites? The menu.
Yeah. Right. We say, look, you've got design problems. You've got SEO problems. We'll tell you what they are for free. Mm-hmm. Then you decide if you want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's a good business model.
You could literally walk up the street and figure out the answers to those questions on your phone and then walk into the store.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You can just pick a neighborhood, go for a walk, get your steps in.
Oh.
And get some clients.
Let me speak to your boss.
And then
better bring in his boss.
Now,
too.
What do you do when the boss is a retard and thinks their website looks good?
Oh, they will be.
You find the most beloved neighborhood business, the most beloved mom and pop, and you go in there.
Beloved.
And you say, hey, tell you what, I'll design you this whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I'll optimize your whoever the hell. If you give me a free bouquet of flowers because you're a flower shop or whatever it is.
Go to
and you do a kick-ass job.
It's going to be hard to
and everybody
buy groceries.
Who knows old man Pritchard from the flower shop?
Oh, yeah.
We'll hear about your wonderful work and how great of a young man you are.
Pull up Permanti Brothers' website on your on
this
the big,
is a big
screen
company.
There. Yeah, well, let's see what that let's just look and see. But they're only in Pittsburgh, right?
They extend pretty far, like a couple hours from the city, I think, is probably the furthest one.
All right. So this is an SEO-optimized website. Not that they couldn't do better with design once it loads. Okay, so this is as modern as it. Scroll down.
There's an Amazon drone carrying a package that says Permanti Brothers.
Okay, so let's look at their menu, right, and see what's in their menu. All right. So they
get to the
everything.
Menu.
It's right at the top there. Our story, promos.
Boom, order online.
Ship, okay, fucking, you're already ready to eat. They're making money.
Yeah.
These people know what to do.
Yep.
This is a good website.
But I've seen one-off pizza places have just as easy online ordering.
Buca is getting the closest location.
Yeah, they actually have, like, literally the menus right there. You can find locations. You can order shit right here from the website. You don't have to look at a scanned PDF.
So you go to some pizza, like Shitty's Pizza, and you say, hey, Shitty.
Have you thought about your shitty name?
Right. You say, look at this website. This is your competition. Yeah. You know I could do this for you. We don't know how to do it yet, but that's
yeah,
where we get a third guy. We get a third guy who knows this part, right?
We need say, a nerd to...
How come your plans don't involve me and I'm not this third guy?
Because you're shit at technology.
Yeah, you're not the third guy.
You should
this.
Be the guy that goes into the web store.
Oh, I sell them on it.
Yeah, you're the sales guy.
Sales guy.
I'm the creative.
I just pretend that I'm the one who did the work.
Yeah, that works.
And then I take 68%.
That's how business works, I
nope.
think?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. 68.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal. I
did the legwork.
Yeah.
33, 33, 33. And then we give 1% to charity.
What?
Yeah.
What charity?
I don't know. Homeless.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
No, we hate the homeless.
Well, someone's going to help them.
That's our tagline.
We hate the homeless.
We
That's our company.
The
Fuck the homeless.
We hate the homeless. Don't become one of them. Use us.
In their dirty little butts.
Yeah, so what the fuck are we talking about? Work. Yeah, it's kind of depressing because I have no self-confidence in my abilities. And I look at these jobs and they're like, requires 3 to 5 years experience. And I apply for it. And I think my resume is probably not showing what they want to see.
That's why you just go talk to them.
I think I need to SEO my resume. Yeah, but I'm terrible at talking to them.
That's something you got to get over.
Yeah.
We could role play it. Not right now, but and I'm not even kidding. I know every time I say role play on the show, I'm being ridiculous.
Here comes the guru.
No, I'm just saying, like, we could practice. I'm in the middle of a serious thought. We could practice, you know, you sitting at the sides of the table, you think about what you want,
money.
And then you deliver a message, and we'll help you tailor that message to get what you want.
And I've been
Andrew would be
boss.
Great at that.
I've done hiring.
Yeah.
I've been a boss.
What?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've managed people.
Okay.
Al Pacino's been a boss.
Yeah.
I was their boss. Ooh, I almost went into Al Pacino. Name a movie.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Any given Sunday.
I don't know any lines. I was trying to think of a Goldblum line from Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Yes.
Aha. Aha. Yes.
Aha.
It is.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Johan's in Norway says he'll be the third guy.
Is he a web guy?
I have no idea.
If he knows about websites, Johan, if you have any WordPress experience, I want to work with you. I need help. But you
And now
are,
we wait for the response.
He's probably, where is he from? Norway?
Estonia.
Oh, Estonia.
Estonia. Oh. So he probably like modifies World War II tanks.
He modifies regular letters and makes them make no sense.
Right.
Right.
Talking about the
The whole mic stand just
pulled out of the table.
I'm going to mute that mic while he makes lots of noise.
Yeah.
Good, anyway.
Good catch.
Puke, I mean, if you really think about it, you know exactly what you got to do. You do.
I guess.
Like, if you took 8 seconds and thought, how can I make that happen? The first thing that would come to mind would be, talk to the person in charge of that department.
Yeah. And then the second thought is, what if it doesn't work out?
Just stop there.
Yeah.
It might not. Most things don't.
Yeah. But it can't hurt.
Johannes has done some web.
How much of a WordPress expert are you on 1 to 10? Do you understand Google Analytics?
None.
Okay. That's not what I'm looking for.
It's not good.
All right. Yeah. I mean, most things don't work out.
But yeah, you're right. Like when I first found out about the job, I kind of got excited. And I was like, the first thing I need to go do is probably go talk to this guy, because it was like right there on the corporate website, like, this is the guy hiring or whatever the fuck, the manager. And I was like, I should just go to him and be like, hey, I'd like to apply for this job. I know you just hired me for this other job, whatever. And then my second thought is like, oh, I don't know where he is. He's probably busy. And then my third thought is, whoa, maybe I should do this first this way. Or, oh, fuck.
No.
Do I need to talk to my supervisor first?
Here's the whole thought process. Hiring manager. He does not know the ins and outs of every single job. So he goes to the department manager and goes, okay, here are the resumes I got. This guy's a piece of shit. This guy's a piece of shit. This one's good. Look these over. Who's your favorite?
Yeah.
That's your favorite? Okay. As long as he doesn't fail the felony drug test thing or whatever, he's hired.
Yeah.
Therefore, you need to go to the department manager, because he's the one who's going to get his will through the hiring manager.
Yeah. And he probably has no idea about my actual experience.
Yeah.
So,
like, you explain the job to me.
Like, oh, like,
and I
see?
Cannot God envision fuck. Anyone more qualified than you.
No, there's probably somebody, but
not in Freeport, Pennsylvania.
Oh, right. One of the things I thought of is, I think I have some of my CAD files that I've made, you know, for fixturing and such, that would be like what I'd be doing.
Yep.
Process engineering. And
that's better than a resume.
I keep forgetting that I need to do that and collect those and be like, here, see, here's my, like, what you would call a resume of CAD work that I've done.
That's like your...
Because there's nothing of, like, no evidence of that on my...
That's
resume,
like you're going to apply to be on that Great British Baking Show.
Huh?
And you could just submit your resume from afar, or you could walk in with a couple of cakes and some cookies and say, why don't you just try these?
Yeah.
Put this in your face, bitch.
Yeah.
That's a perfect analogy.
That's the way it works. Put this in. I'm going to say that when I bring in the papers. Put this in your face, bitch.
Yep. So anyway.
Just toss them across the desk.
Next show, I want to hear an update on this.
Oh, God.
That's your assignment for the week.
I already got one assignment.
Well, then
you
got another.
Fuck. But yeah, I really do. Like, I really would like to be a graphic designer, but I also am depressed at the when I look up any information about what the pay usually is and how complicated
Alternate assignment is spend 20 minutes a day trying to think of creative ways that you could turn that into a business.
What if you started building a bigger portfolio just by doing Fiverr in your free time?
Yeah, I should do that. That's why I redesigned my business card, because I'd had this idea for a while and then I never got around to doing it. And I was just thinking today, after having this wonderful PCL that you guys are going to have to listen to at pukingthegang.com/VIP, number 153, or Brett's audience at wherever the fuck he is.
Mm-hmm.
is that, like, I should write, like I should have a goal to do a design a week or something and just build the portfolio and, like, think of things. Like, I have other ideas of things I should be designing, and then I'm just like, eh, it's poker night. And I don't get around to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, spend half the time playing your dinosaur robot game.
Yes, oh, I'm done. I actually finished that.
Oh, there you go.
So that's over with. So no more video games ever. Just going to be fucking working stiff.
Okay.
Life sucks.
Yep. It does. You know what else sucks?
I don't have college to get in the way, though.
Last week, we talked about my saga dropping off the dry cleaning.
Ah, yes. Dry cleaning.
Right?
Yes.
So I had to go pick it up. I dropped it off on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there on Friday, there was a man, a fag.
Whoa.
Super faggy.
Oh, geez.
In the worst way.
Okay.
Not faggy because he was gay. He was a gay, but he was faggy in that, like, he wanted to be anywhere but there, doing anything but doing his job for me.
He was being a fag about his job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's all I can think about right now is walking out of here and backing up into a dick. I can't think about what you're requesting of me.
Wow.
I can't explain what starching is to you.
Oh, is the same guy?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how Asian was he?
All he can think about is getting out of here and backing into a dick.
Not Asian.
He was on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 1. We are all 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's how that works.
Some would say 0.
Are we?
We're all.
I feel like we could get further away from Asian.
You don't think there's any Asian in your family tree?
No, I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying
Chinaman.
I don't think we're a one.
Hanging by one arm?
I think we're in the middle somewhere.
What?
Okay. Anyway.
You think we're in the middle of 1 to 10 Asian?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like 7, 8, 9, 10 is very Asian.
As Asian as you can be.
No, 10 is as Asian as you can be.
Can you imagine what that looks like?
Most Asian kid ever?
Most Asian kid ever. He was a 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna call this guy a 4.
Wow, we're just going to skip over that and we're not going to reference it at all?
What?
The most Asian kid ever?
I don't know what the reference is.
It was a bit. Yeah, go through the Puke in the Gang archives, pukeinthegang.com/VIP, and find,
find
the
most it's
Asian
somewhere.
Kid ever. I believe Osborne was on the show. I could
it was funny.
Maybe
okay.
even find out what episode it is, but we keep talking. Go ahead.
All right. No. So anyway, it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
Drop off the dry cleaning. He goes, okay, it'll be done Sunday. And then he asked me all those hard questions about do I want hangers and what's about starch. I still don't know.
You're like, no potatoes on my clothing, please.
Right. So I drop him off and I go, okay, on Sunday I'll come back in. Sunday comes, I got busy, I didn't go. So Monday comes and I go, I'm going to go get my dry cleaning.
Uh-huh.
So I go there to get my dry cleaning. I walk up to the counter. I have my little ticket. I didn't lose it. That's a very important part to the dry cleaning, right? And I got my ticket.
Well, we're either being murdered or somebody showed up in the house.
I hand it in, and there's a woman behind the counter.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay.
The murderer just mumbled murdered.
And she starts looking. She hits the button, and the little carousel starts rolling around.
Oh, yeah,
around,
that
right?
thing's great. It comes down from the ceiling.
And I'm looking. I'm trying to scan really fast. I'm like, how does she even know where my stuff is?
Yeah.
How does she even know?
It's alphabetical, you idiot.
Oh, it is?
What?
I'm just looking for my clothes.
You stupid.
I'm just looking around for my clothes.
What,
I'm
you
not
think
seeing
she
them.
Memorized your fucking clothes?
I don't know. I thought maybe she was trying to read every tag as it whizzed by, but it was going by way too fast.
They also could be in order by the tag number.
That would make the most sense.
Yeah, that probably would make the most sense.
Because alphabetically, I feel like that would take a long time to wedge that in there, and people aren't that good with the alphabet.
True.
Especially dry cleaners.
Uh-huh.
So, and again, all I know about the dry cleaner is what I learned from Curb. There's the rule of the dry cleaner. You win some, you lose some.
Ah, yes.
Meaning apparently sometimes you just get extra clothes and sometimes you just walk away with less clothes. So my little ticket said 18 items. And I went, oh, that's a lot of items. This is going to be expensive.
Yep.
So I go to check out and she's like $7 and some change. And I go,
wow, that's cheap.
Wow. Okay. And then she has a little hanger thing to, like, pass the clothes from behind the counter to the front of the counter. She hangs a bag on there, and there's 3 hangers sticking out of it. And I go, okay, that's some. And she's like, all right, have a nice day. And I go, oh, no. there was more. A lot more.
Yeah.
According to my ticket, there was 18. And she's like, what? And she looks for the ticket. She already threw it away. It's in a trash bin full of other tickets.
Yeah.
So now she's hunting for my ticket. And I go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is great. Yeah. Eventually, after a while, she pulls it out. And she goes, well, it does say 18. And I go,
uh-huh.
And there's a couple pieces that were brand spanking new that I hadn't even worn yet.
Really? Why the fuck are you getting them dry clean then?
Because they were kind of wrinkly.
Oh. Okay.
And as we learned, I think the dry cleaner is just the place to get my clothes ironed.
Right. It's a good place to get shit ironed.
I don't want
to
give them dirty clothes.
Yeah, that's sort of their job.
Yeah, but I don't feel right.
Oh, okay.
It's my laundry. I can clean it. I'm just not going to iron it. So, do they fix it? If there's a hole in it, will they fix it?
You have to... that's more of a tailor. Sometimes they might fix stuff. But it depends on the laundromat or dry cleaner.
Yeah. So, anyway, then she goes, well, there's a chance they're not done yet because we usually don't do drop-offs on Monday. And I go, well, it was supposed to be done Sunday. And she goes, it was? And I go, yeah.
Yeah, that should have been on the ticket circled somewhere.
Yeah. So then she looks, and she looks real confused.
Oh, no.
And she makes a phone call. Whoever she called didn't answer.
Oh, God.
And she's real confused, and I'm real pissed. I'm like, this is probably a few hundred dollars worth of clothes, like close to $1,000. And I have three out of potentially 18 items.
Correct.
And these aren't three of the nice items.
Oh.
Like they're just shirts, old shirts.
Yeah. What if that's a scam? They just take the nicest stuff and send it off to Goodwill, and then when you show up to pick up your other stuff, it's all the crap, and they're just like, I don't know what happened.
What do they get from giving it to Goodwill?
It's just mean.
That's how they make
money. It's mean charity.
Oh, no, they sell it to Goodwill.
Goodwill doesn't buy things.
What if they're in cahoots with Goodwill when it's sold at Goodwill? Yeah. Yeah, the money doesn't add up. Okay.
Anyway, so I don't know what I can do, and it's not... I don't think it's her fault.
Probably not.
So I just tell her this is a problem. And she's like, well, I don't know. You could try tomorrow because we normally don't get drop-offs on Monday. And I go, but it was supposed to be done yesterday, Sunday. Anyway, I leave with my three items.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that's fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
I go back the next day.
Is this a Tuesday now?
Yep.
Do they get drop-offs on Tuesday?
Yep.
That'd be great if she showed up and they're like, we don't get drop-offs on Tuesday either.
She's got three more items.
Oh, my
three.
God.
Three.
Now you have a total of six.
And she starts digging in a little more. And I'm like, yeah, the guy told me to come back on Sunday, that they'll be here anytime Sunday. And she's like, skinny guy? And I go, yeah?
This guy's a problem for everybody.
And she goes, oh.
Gay!
Yeah. He, I think I know what happened.
Jesus.
And I go, what do you mean you think you know what happened? She goes, I think he's a little more concerned with, his nightlife than he was with, your dry cleaning.
What?
Yeah.
She outs him.
Yeah, she outs
from
him.
From the closet.
I mean, I think he outed himself.
He's just in there before. With all your clothes hanging up.
Yeah. Who knows what he's
pretending
doing
not to be gay.
Right.
Now that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Dad is like, out of this house.
Yep. And he's like, I'm going to need some clothes if I'm out on the street.
Mm. This guy Andrew's clothes look like they'd fit me.
Which doesn't make sense because he was very tall and skinny.
Right. He doesn't know anything.
Right.
That's fashion.
He doesn't even steal clothes properly.
So confused. And Dad is just saying, not in my house.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
So she says, I don't think he's going to be here much longer. And she starts bad-mouthing this guy.
It's unprofessional for her to tell you that. She's supposed
know.
To say, what do we think his name was?
Ryan.
Nah, tall, gay, any tattoos?
No.
What was his hair like?
Short.
Tell me about the style.
Real short.
Real short.
Like almost buzz cut.
Almost buzz cut. Glasses?
No.
How was he dressed?
Like a grocery store employee.
Vic.
Vic?
No. Vic.
Way too young to be a Vic.
Mm. Oh, was he a millennial? Was he younger than you?
Oh, fuck yeah. He was a teenager.
Okay, Dakota.
Okay, yeah. I just feel like it was too easy.
Slage.
Slage? That kind of sounds like Sledge, which is a very butch name.
Yeah, but he wasn't gay when he was born. His parents didn't know.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I get what Puke's trying to
not
say.
Not actively gay. Not actively.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, the parents named him. They didn't know he was going to be gay.
Right.
So they named him Slage, hoping he would be a big old butch fireman.
Well, there are determining factors, I think. You know, there's nature, which we all agree, you know.
I mean, your name could set you up to be more likely to be gay.
Like if they'd named him Succopotamus.
No. I'm not saying anything like that, right? I'm not saying that, Puke. No one's named, no one's going to name anybody Succopotamus because it's going to
It's 2018, man.
Even
don't
problems,
keep me down.
Even straights are going to have problems with that.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying is we agree that it's natural for people to be gay, right? But there are certain circumstances, like if you get a bad name, you know, you accept nature, you say, I'm gay. But then, because of the nurture aspects, you say, but how far am I going to take this?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Or here's a way that nurture could turn you gay.
Okay.
It could be the first time that you're discovering yourself.
Mm. In the front or the back?
In the front.
Okay.
And you're going at it.
Yep.
And you're having a good time. And you feel like something's going to happen. Something big. Something explosive.
Oh, I remember this happening to me.
This happened to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Because this is how it happens. Right before you finish, your best friend runs over and puts his dick in your mouth. And then you finish and you can't ever get off again without that happening. That's how it works. That's science.
That didn't happen to me. I was fortunately in a bedroom. My friends weren't over.
Oh. Yeah. But nothing exciting happened.
It was pretty scary. The first time? Oh, God. I didn't know what was happening to me.
Oh.
I thought I might have been epileptic. I started shaking.
How do you know what epilepsy is, but you don't know what comes?
Everybody knows what epilepsy is.
Yeah, that's on the TV.
It's on the TV.
On
you see
video
a person
games.
Have a seizure.
Yeah.
You know what else is on the TV?
Not jizz.
Yeah, true.
No, your parents get angry when you do that, and they got to clean it up.
And I didn't even know it was going to feel good. All I knew was I was supposed to be able to do it, because I was like 13 or 14, I think. I mean, I was old.
Obviously.
I was an old...
jerker.
Right. And then it just happened, and I went... Ah, blah, blah, ah, ah. Yeah.
It's a very manly bark you had.
I became a man.
Mm. Anyway.
They said you would have the dream, you know?
Yeah, I never had that. And we discussed this on the show.
Yeah. There's no dream.
Over the years. No dream.
All right, back to succopotamus.
I get the rest of my clothes. She finds them.
Oh, so they were just mixed in?
And I already gave a 20% discount coupon to the guy on Friday. So I made sure to tell her. I gave him a coupon, by the way. He's clearly fucked up every step of the way.
Right, so he just took the coupon knowing that you pay when you receive the clothing back.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I even asked him. I said, should I hold on to that until I pay? And he goes, no, I'll take it. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like when people fuck up in a professional capacity like this, they fuck up at every opportunity that they even have in front of them to fuck up. And that's what this guy did.
They want to get you the fuck out of there as fast as possible.
Apparently.
And you asking that question, the fastest... answer to get you out of there is yes, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
You know?
And I, you know,
or
poor him, know. I asked him to explain starch to me.
Yeah, and he was probably just like, oh my God.
Yep. And, you know, she even then said, and she tried to explain what happened. Because the thing I said, what the hell happened? She goes, well, it looks like he probably took off early after only entering three pieces.
What?
And then Saturday night, it looks like he entered the rest.
That is insane.
Because I was told to come back on Sunday.
Insane.
Anyway.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Then she gives me another 10% off. What?
What's that? Yeah. What?
Prehensible.
Reprehensible.
Like a monkey's tail?
So yeah, I don't know if I can ever go to the dry cleaners again.
I wasn't crazy with the results on one of those coats either.
I know, yeah. I don't think anything even happened. I think they lost the clothes, and then they devoured them and gave them back to me and charged me money.
You should be able to take a suit, okay, and just leave it overnight in like a bowl of spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
And bring it to the dry cleaners and be like, fix this.
I don't know.
That's the measure of how good of a dry cleaner they
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It should be a seersucker suit. Be like, no, not pink. I want it to be white.
Succopotamus?
You bring it in the bowl of pasta sauce.
Yeah. And like, what's wrong?
And you want your pasta sauce bowl clean too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, I want this put in Tupperware containers, so like in portions, so I could have a little bit each night, Monday through Friday.
A little bit of soup?
What? No, it's pasta sauce. You said just put it in the Tupperware. You guys have Tupperware? Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. I like the way this place works. Yeah. Put it. put enough in, use a Tupperware size that allows me to have the right amount of sauce for two servings of pasta each night, Monday through Friday. And then they say, do you really want to have pasta for dinner Monday through Friday? And you think about it and you go, no, you know what? I don't. That's when you know they're really good. And then you say, well, what should I have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? And they give you suggestions.
Yeah, I like that.
They go, you know what? Hold on. I keep my grandmother's recipe book in the back here at the dry cleaning. I read it sometimes while I'm waiting for clothes to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Clean. Let me go peel out a couple of pages and I'll make you some copies of some of grandma's favorites. You like shepherd's pie? Shepherd's pie would be nice.
I do.
This is the kind of dry cleaner I want to go to.
You know what? Mm. This soothing scenario
yeah.
has made my tummy feel better.
I'm happy to hear that.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. So Pew can add that to the notes too.
Andrew feels better.
Andrew's yeah. tummy ache. / now better.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think maybe the laundry dry cleaners.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, the dry cleaners inside the grocery store might not be the best.
Yeah, laundromats are for poor people.
Yeah,
dry cleaners are for rich people.
Yeah, I went to when I was in the Army, I went to the dry cleaner all the time, but I also had a laundromat that I had to go to.
When you lived in that shitty apartment, yeah. you went to the laundromat all the time
exclusively.
Yeah,
wow, I went downhill fast.
Yeah. Look at you now.
I used to send my uniforms to the dry cleaner weekly. I never washed them fucking things because you're supposed to have them like starched and pressed and all this shit.
Right.
Like, I will let the Asian lady do this.
What is pressed?
What?
What's pressed?
Iron.
You've never seen pressed clothes?
Ironed. Okay. No.
It's like ironing, but they press it.
With what?
An iron.
Like a waffle iron?
No, it's really good though. That's like you get a real sharp crease.
A pancake iron.
Oh yeah, have you never seen? Oh my God, you've never seen an industrial clothes press.
What? Is like a big George Foreman grill?
Yeah,
that's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah, picture the iron.
It is a big George Foreman grill.
Oh my God, we could buy one for $470 on Amazon.
Wow! It does everything.
Yeah,
or it does it all at once. It doesn't.
Yeah, it basically does an entire everything at once. You just smash the whole pair of pants down at once.
Here's a suit. Here's a panini.
I bet I could find one of these in a junkyard or something. There's got to be Craigslist ones of these.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Auctions.
That's... Auction.
Dry exactly. cleaners go out of business.
Yeah. They do.
There's a lot exactly. of them.
How many can there be?
What happens to these right. machines after? They just get scrapped.
They probably just go to the next dry cleaner.
Because 95% of people don't even know what the fuck they're looking at.
No, that's true. Look at this one. This has got some crazy wavy shape.
Let's see one in action. Actually, that's not good for the audience.
Yeah, no. Not at all. This is pretty bad.
Neither is looking at Google Images.
So. That's true. Good mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Change directions. Or is that it? Is that all we...
I think that's what we need to talk about. You've got to find a better dry cleaner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I do want to bring this up. So we were a little disappointed earlier this week.
Oh?
We went on a hunt.
Oh, yeah.
2 days in a row, we went urban hunting.
Oh!
It's kind of like geocaching.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Amen. Caching. I don't know what you kids do. But why don't you tell us about that, Brett?
Okay. There was a man once in, I think, the 70s and the 80s, 70s maybe, and no one is exactly sure who this man was, but he, or if it was even one man, or if it was some kind of a hoax.
Or even a man.
Or even a man.
Right? Oh, could have been an alien.
And these tiles started appearing on pavement, on roads, on sidewalks, and they said they had this cryptic message that was like... Toynbee idea from 2001, from Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, resurrect dead on planet Jupiter. Right? So that's a lot of stuff packed into a little tile.
Do you think that he needed to put the word planet in there? Like, we don't know what Jupiter is?
Yeah.
Seemed kind of unnecessary. It's not like he's just scrawling this out with a Sharpie.
We don't want to confuse it that the resurrect dead is going to happen on the Greek god Jupiter.
So the epicenter for
on
the
Mount
appearance,
Olympus.
The epicenter for the appearance of Toynbee tiles is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right? Hundreds of them there, all
hundreds.
Over the place. Yeah, okay. Oh, they're all over the place in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. And then they start appearing in central Pennsylvania. They start appearing in New Jersey, New York, Boston, Pittsburgh. There were supposedly seven in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
at the time, people also reported when these things were showing up that their TV signals, their rabbit ear TV signals, were being broken, and somebody was broadcasting voices that their TV was picking up that also had a very similar message. Toynbee Idea, movie 2001, Resurrect Dead, Planet Jupiter.
You know, you guys get scared a lot. Uh-huh. But you know how every once in a while there are things that just kind of give you chills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think about the documentary Resurrect Dead about this topic,
yes,
I get chills. I just got chills, and then you played music, which enhanced the chills.
Which just gave you the double chill.
Yeah. Doesn't happen all that often.
Okay.
Is that what happens to you when you see a person of color?
Yes.
Okay.
I play this music, and then I get the chills. So, yeah, Toynbee towels, pretty cool.
So in 2011...
Never thought I would see one, and I still haven't.
Right. In 2011, the documentary came out, right? And there's a site called Toynbee Idea, right, that maps all the tile locations. People pin them on Google Maps. Then it also occurred to me that any asshole can just put a pin somewhere and send people on these wild goose chases looking for the tiles in places they never actually were. So... somebody that I was talking to found one in Boston, no problem, which was very cool. Is this Toynbee Idea?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So if you go to map, it will load like Philadelphia. That's pretty much
it. Yes.
Look how many are there.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. But I mean, you could zoom out and you can find them everywhere pretty much. I mean, obviously, and you even see they kind of follow a location pattern.
They're in just major cities all along the northeast.
See, so there's a very good chance that some are copycats.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It wouldn't have to be.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Oh, what the fuck? There's some in Argentina?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so okay. I think what happened is when the movie came out and people where they were or started seeing them. I mean, I don't know how many people have seen the movie. It's probably impossible to find that out. But people started to steal them, just chip them away. And the city also probably didn't value it as, you know, like a really neat kind of
No, I'm sure that
phenomenon.
Most people saw it as graffiti or, you know, I doubt some worker filling a pothole is like, what the hell is this thing?
I feel like this is way cooler than that shit in Peru that you were talking about earlier.
The Nazca lines?
Yeah. Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
This is way more interesting.
So see Resurrect Dead. This is a recommendation we've made on the show before, years ago, but because it kind of explains like the story behind that very cryptic message. 2001 Space Odyssey was a movie.
Correct.
Arnold Toynbee was a British historian. I think he was alive late 1800s, early 1900s. And whoever this person was believed that something that Toynbee wrote about as far as resurrection or bringing people back to life. Resurrection is more of a, you know, that's kind of a biblical connotation to it.
Yeah.
But appears in the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey when Bowman, astronaut Bowman, is reborn at the end as the Star Child. Because if we could all be reborn as star children... I mean, that's lovely. That's a lovely idea. So I agree with it.
And there's a lot of conspiracy all around this, too. A lot of the messages talked about, you know, the federal government coming after them and the IRS or the News Corp and things like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we found out there were some of these in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we went looking for them.
We did, on foot.
On this chasing of geese. And we didn't find any geese or tiles.
No.
Found nothing.
We asked a cop. He didn't know shit.
He didn't know it. And he was, like, really not into helping us.
No.
Was he just angry that you existed?
No, he wasn't angry. He was just not that smart and pretty distracted.
So this is the one he's clicking on now, this is the one we did not look at.
Yeah, out of all of them, there's one we didn't check out.
Down by the point.
Even a photo.
That one looks like a stencil. Looks like a copy.
Oh, yeah.
So you're thinking, like, people made stencils and spray paint?
Yeah, because it says Toynbee ideas in Kubrick's 2001 Resurrect Dead on Planet Jupiter.
Oh, right. As opposed to.
Yeah, that looks like a stencil that somebody made.
Motherfuckers.
That's shit.
Disappointing.
That's the only one we could see.
But we walked to, like, 7 different locations. No luck. And we're walking like crazy people.
Yeah, they're in an L shape, and they all point to the one that's, like, down by the point.
Like an arrow. We walked through a horde of homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, allegedly there are 2 here.
That's where we were, I think.
Ah, this is where we were.
The first night.
We tried
this once with Puke looking for one and gave up. And Brett and I went back the next day and looked all over.
Even that doesn't look like a real one.
Yeah, that one also says Toynbee idea.
No, the other one said Toynbee ideas. So yeah, that one it at least says what the original one said.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to.
They could also
looks pretty original-ish.
So, listeners, if you live in a city, look at this toynbeeidea.com or whatever it is, and find some and send us photos and tell us about it.
Yeah, and verify the photos by putting a part of your body in the photo.
Right.
No dicks, though, please.
We wouldn't know whose dick it is anyway. Photoshop a dick into anything.
No. So. Yeah, it's kind of a neat, like, urban myth thing.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know? I love it. I think it's a really neat story, and it excited me when I finally did watch the movie based on Andrew's recommendation, because I said, how many other, like, urban myth things are there like this?
Oh, yeah. There must be tons. And you'd think they'd be very easy to find, because with the internet, it's no longer, like, word of mouth and passing around a VCR or something.
Yeah, but how did it get to the internet from days past?
Yeah.
VCRs.
VCR to internet converter? No, I'm just saying that, like, nowadays, you know, these urban myths, you can just fucking Google them. Like, I'm sure there's probably a website where there's, like, PittsburghUrbanMyth.com.
Fuck yeah. Let's go there. Let's explore urban myths.
Or let's make one up.
Let's.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make our own.
We should probably wrap the show up, though.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a great show.
We can find those urban myths.
Oh, real quick.
You're welcome, listeners.
I just wanted to know, because it's been a couple weeks since we mentioned it. How is Pittsburgh Wife Hunt 2018 going?
I haven't really been doing much of that.
Oh.
The criteria was to find a Pittsburgh wife, right, who speaks like a Pittsburgher, has Pittsburghese, you know. Says a gnat.
And?
Gum bands.
And I'm not saying, and what else did she say? I'm saying, what else happened with...
I would like her to be between 35 and 43. I would like her to be between 4'11 and 5'3. I don't mind if she has children. But preferably not young children. Like teens or just went to college. But what does that say if she had kids when she was like 20? Why?
Good planning. Yeah. What does that mean?
I would like her to have values that align with mine. Everybody on every dating site says, if you like Trump, swipe left. I hate Trump, but I also don't like it when people say that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
That's pretty low bar for dating somebody, whether or not they like Trump.
Tell us about.
I don't know, but we get it. He's terrible. But the other thing too is, like, do you think this is the worst guy? Maybe he is. But the other thing is, he was a celebrity and an entertainer for 20 years, where he lived a life that was very different from the lives that people live who are groomed to be politicians since they graduated from college, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody comes out of law school with a political career in mind, they're not going to go on TV and do all the stupid things and say all the stupid things and surround themselves. I mean, they might surround themselves with yes men, which Donald Trump has done, which is why he's, you know, so stupid when he opens his mouth. Or he's a genius who's just trolling everybody, which is also a possibility, which I think there is some truth to that. But,
one of two frightening realities.
But do people think he's, like, actually I don't know. There's no way to know. Like, I don't think he's, like, a worse guy than, like, Lyndon Johnson or Richard Nixon. We just never knew any of the bad things about them, hardly.
Yeah, we didn't have instant internet news access to nonsense.
But they weren't on – Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon weren't on reality TV shows.
Or Twitter.
You know? Exactly. Exactly.
My God, if Nixon had Twitter.
Could you imagine? Lyndon Johnson, up in the middle of the night, saying the N-word.
Is that what he did?
Oh, yeah.
That was his thing?
Called black, civil rights hero, called black people the N-word.
Hmm. Salacious. So,
there's revision for you.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, I it's just like, okay, we get it. And I don't know. Everybody, I don't think a lot of people would give me a chance to like actually explain myself, like how I think, you know, it's just like, just because I don't think like you doesn't mean that I'm dumb or defective, you know, like I actually thought about this stuff. I thought like you once, you know, when I was 25.
But then you seem like you're being superior.
That's the tough, like, how do you do that? It's very hard to do.
Yeah. It's very hard to look at someone who has a thought process that you've already gone through and not go, oh, yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. It's hard.
Someday you'll move beyond.
So, yeah, I have lots of bridges that I have to build to the opposite sex. Like, I'm a very different kind of guy. So it's hard to find somebody who would be willing to understand several things about me that, you know.
Tune in next week for an all-new episode of Sex Bridge.
Oh, Sex Bridge. What's that?
That's what you're doing.
Oh, Pittsburgh. That's a great name for a Pittsburgh thing too, because there's all these bridges.
Yeah,
you know. Puke. Design a graphic.
Sex Bridge.
Sorry for ending the show on a down note.
That's a down note?
Yeah, we're going to get kicked off YouTube. That's the bridge over Khazad-dûm from Lord of the Rings.
It wasn't very sexy.
It's the only bridge-themed song I had. And on that note, Johans was asking what the B on your hat stood for. That's how we know he is authentically not American. Boston Red Sox.
Give me a rapper.
Charles Manson.
Coolio.
Don't whisper so low like you do sometimes. We've got to hear that.
Yeah.
Or you could pot down the music a little bit.
I don't know the words to any Coolio song.
What? Gangsta's Paradise?
Nope. Been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise. What? Living in a gangster's paradise. Huh? All right.
Thanks Hello? So much for... Am I not done? Wait, what's your fucking name again? Future Guy?
New Guy.
Hey, New Guy. Head on over to peakofthegang.com/VIP if you want to get more extra content for as little as $5 a month. And you should thank your former host, Body, for schoolsucksproject.com.
Well, I'll do that. That sounds nice.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy over there. It's a shame that you've killed him.
I'm going to kill you last.
Yeah, okay.
We can spend some time together first.
Yeah. Before you kill us, head on over to schoolsucksproject.com or peakofthegang.com and all that shit and such and whatnot. And have a good night, everybody. Right on!
That sounded like a bad fart.
Too farty.
I opened the door.
You're supposed to ask me what I'm doing out here. I said I'm on the porch, and you came out to ask me what I was doing.
Oh, I missed that part.
That was the whole part. That wasn't a part of it. That was it. You're not knocking on your own fucking back door.
Andrew, what's happening? Why are you out here on the porch?
It's really nice out, and I've been working out here all day. It's been nice and quiet and peaceful, and no one's bothered me except for you. But I'm done now.
Why is there a weird inflection to all of our voices? Do you notice that?
Yeah, because I have to have... Brett needs to turn his mic at him and not at the wall that's bouncing sound. There we go. Now the inflection's not as significant. It's still there a little bit, but it's not going to be noticeable.
I think it's definitely picking it up when I talk. Is it possible to mute Brett's mic until he's...
Yeah, it is. We can also play some like outdoor noises, like very subtle, like...
Hey, Andrew. What you doing out here on the porch?
I've just been out here all day working. It's been super nice out and peaceful and quiet and just me and some birds.
That sounds awful.
No, it's actually been pretty nice. But now I'm done, so I'm just relaxing. Right. Might do some reading.
Weren't you just relaxing?
No, I was working, and now I'm going to try and be more productive by reading and improving.
Oh, well, that's a lofty goal to have.
Yeah, working on it.
Although that magazine for cars doesn't seem to be very improvement-related.
That's, you know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just had to come through the door.
You had to?
Yeah.
Oh, because you must.
Well, somebody told me to. Does anybody notice these birds stop immediately and then come back on when the loop comes around?
Yeah, they keep flying in circles. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so the birds aren't working. We need to start over.
Yeah.
And I don't know when Brett's coming in.
Just point to me when you want me to come in.
Oh.
Oh, see?
I didn't know because I was unmuting you and then muting and then unmuting and I was confused.
Test.
Well, mute me and then just point when you want me to come in.
Okay.
You guys can have a conversation for like at least 30 seconds.
Well, the ambient noise probably isn't that important.
Can be added after, too.
Goddamn, that's why Brett gets paid the big bucks. What's happening out here, Andrew, on the porch?
Yeah, park guy.
That was from you, I think. You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm... something's happening. Oh, okay. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, I'm losing power.
Oh!
I'm losing...
Is this... good or bad?
Can I sing you guys a song?
You can try.
Yeah, why not?
Daisy, give me your answer to.
All right. This is actually much more annoying. I'm going to get the jumper cables.
Okay. Go ahead and pull them out here. We'll just attach these up here to his breasts and one to his dick. And there we go. Well, he's back.
How you feeling? Hey, guy.
Hello?
You ready for murder?
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Pause.
You were supposed to let my battery die and then push me down the hill.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part. Well, I kind of liked him. Out of all the characters that would annoy us, yeah, this one I like. It was going somewhere. Do we want to kill him off that quickly?
This is the most ridiculous. This is like a combination of all ridiculous characters. I don't know. It's up to you.
Enabling butt cleanup circuit makes the power drain out.